This is episode number 63 of the Interactive Distractions Podcast for the week of February 9th, 2009.
It's time for me to
walk. Coming up on this week's episode, we've got our weekly distractions, Jeff's got gaming news, we finish up our free MMO feature with Dungeon Runners,
Bling Gnomes, yo!
And we'll follow that up with new releases, listener email, and a totally underappreciated question of the week.
Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 63.
Yo.
Hey. My name is Christopher Riccio, and I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hey there.
And Jeff Torney.
Word up.
What is up, my bitches? Jason, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How you doing?
Wait, now we're your bitches?
Yeah, sure, why not?
He picked that up from Scott.
Oh, okay.
Scott, I actually said that before Scott and I talked. But,
oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah.
Just like fair enough.
I actually came up with the who gives a shit.
First.
Jeez.
We'll get to that later.
I'm an asshole tonight. I'm sorry. I've been drinking.
Well, how are you?
You're an asshole when you're not drinking.
I'm doing pretty good. We had a pretty successful bitch pigapalooza this past weekend.
That's true.
Yeah, Scott and Sarah came down and hung out with us, and we wined him and we dined him at the Waffle House and the
Sanatorium.
Totally classy.
Waffle House is awesome, dude.
Fucking A, it is. Oh, yeah. They learned how to order their hash browns and stuff. It was a cultural exchange.
They learned how to order the hash browns. Well, is there certain ways? Is there certain, like, etiquette?
At the Waffle House, there is, yeah.
Actually, they laughed at me when I ordered mine, because I got a ham, egg, and cheese sandwich plate, scattered, smothered, covered, and chunked, and diced. And they were like, what? I said, I just told them I wanted it spread out on the grill, covered with cheese, and then put ham and tomatoes in it. And they were like,
oh,
you did?
Oh, my God.
You got to know the lingo at the Waffle House.
That's right.
Right. What else did we do? We hung out. We played some Rock Band and stuff. And
what a surprise.
Watched Super Bowl. It was a good time. I think they should move here. What do you guys think?
I think so, too.
I think they should move to Toronto.
What'd you say, Jeff?
I think everyone should move to Toronto.
Really?
Everyone's trying to get away from the cold, Jeff. That's not really solving their problems.
You're not fitting in.
Toronto,
with
Atlanta.
You're not with us. You're against us.
Toronto.
You're also Canadian.
Only born and raised.
Only.
Jeff, how are you, man?
I'm good. Me and the girlfriend finally took that step, moved in together. Got everything. Yeah, got everything in here. Still kind of boxes and stuff everywhere. We need to unpack and find other stuff. Hooked up the new TV, which is sexy as all hell.
Oh, nice.
So good.
Very cool.
Asked Tony if I could bring the TV to bed the other day, but she didn't seem too happy about that. So.
Are there enough ports in the back for that?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Are they too big?
Yeah. They're just the right size.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Other than that, that's pretty much it.
Oh, my God.
Busy with that stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
Chris?
Not too much going on over here. I'm still working hard, trying to lose weight, and had a rough day at work today, but came home and relaxed a little bit, and I feel better, so... And now we're going to talk about games, and that's always something fun to do. So,
did you see my Facebook status?
I didn't.
No, I didn't.
Is afraid Chris is going to hit him with something in the head. Chris was a little upset at work today.
Bang, I was there until fucking 6 o'clock, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
But anyway.
Nice to you.
At least we can laugh about it now, right?
That's right.
Okay, good.
I wanted to real quick run down. I've been getting this question a lot. And I did get an answer to this question today, so I wanted to run down it real quick. A lot of you guys have been asking me what's going on about the pre-orders that, you know, after we had Bert on. I did get in touch with Bert, and he said that the game is actually coming out next week, and that the people that all 200 of the special editions are gone, apparently.
Gone skis.
And I'm not sure if that's just from our listeners or not, but either way.
I didn't see it posted anywhere else.
I didn't see it posted anywhere else, so that's pretty impressive. But they said the people that sent their emails in and will get a copy should get an email over the weekend. Okay. So if you're listening to this Monday, hopefully you've gotten an email already. If not, then I'm not sure if they will contact you and let you know that you didn't get one or what. I'm not sure. But it is coming out next week, and those of you that sent in your emails should have heard from them by now. So hopefully you guys got that email.
You all made a difference.
Cool. So the game at least sold 200 copies.
That's right.
Good start.
All right, let's jump in. Jason.
Yeah.
What is distracting you this week?
Lots of games. Well, not really. No. Nothing really new. Well, there's one, but
fuck
we'll talk
you.
About
there's
that
a lot later. Of new. Oh, that's right. You only got the one new one.
Yeah, I got the one new one. But I'm still playing the Maw. Actually, I beat the Maw.
You beat the Maw.
And it is mawsome.
God.
That was horrible.
You've been waiting all day to say that.
I have been, actually. No,
you've been probably waiting since
night.
Yesterday. Like, I can't wait to think, like, to say this, and then we couldn't do the show yesterday, so we're like, fuck, I gotta write this down so I don't forget.
I said it to myself last night after I beat it. I actually got the opportunity to beat it because we were supposed to record, and the internet went down, and I'm like, I'm gonna play some fucking Maw. So,
nice.
Fucking Maw!
Yeah. Yeah, we're not gonna have any problems with that today, are we, Jason?
No. I hope not. Okay, fingers crossed. But
so, overall thoughts. Download it.
It's fun. I think it's tough to say if it's worth $10 because now that I'm through it, I'm done. You know, there's
really
nothing
going to
play it again.
No, not really. Not unless you want an achievement whore, which I will. I totally will. But other than that, you know, unless I'm like showing it off to people or whatever, but I think it's a really good casual game and it's definitely still more of a puzzle type game that is a platformer. There's some really, really, mm-hmm. you know, funny moments in it. And I actually got some really good belly laughs towards the end of it. So like that entire last level is... It's pretty hilarious, I thought.
Cool.
Worth $10? I don't know. And if you have kids, absolutely. Lisa loves it, by the way. That wasn't the knock
on
Lisa.
Yeah, we all relate her to kids, because that's, you know. Yeah.
I love you, honey.
You're still sleeping on the couch on Monday night.
Yeah, probably. HD Remix, of course. Street Fighter Action. I still have hopes and aspirations of, like, you know, going to, like, Evo or something, which is like the Super Bowl of like street fighting. But I don't know. There's some big tournaments coming up here in Atlanta. I think there's a good chance I could get on the 5-man team for HD Remix going out
That'd
to Evo.
Cool.
That'd be pretty neat.
Yeah, it would.
Of course, if they
we gotta try to have connect online again because now that I have a new router and stuff, it might actually work.
Dude, that's a really good idea. Holy shit.
Yeah.
All right. I know what I'm doing after the show.
Cool.
I don't know if you guys have heard, but we put out the Fallout episode.
That we did.
And I thought it turned out really, really good.
I did too. Everyone loves it. All the comments that we've seen have been positive, so that's good.
Yeah, I think we pretty much nailed, you know, what we wanted to do. We didn't have a format or anything, so we just
kind of shot the shit. That's what we wanted to do, so.
Yeah.
I'm not listening to it until I beat the game, so.
That's a good idea, because we did spoil a lot of shit.
I actually got up for part of it because I didn't want it spoiled. Completely spoiled, even though I'd heard it was kind of crappy. But the show is so successful that it, you know, I figured I was done with Fallout. I figured that like my moral obligation was done, you know, because we did the show, it's over, it's done. But listening to some of the shit that the guys went through, some of the missions that they did, and some of the stuff that I missed, my thirst was insatiable, and I had to go back and play it. So
that's exactly why I'm not listening to it, because I know I'll just get overwhelmed with, oh, I want to do that, I want to do that, I want to do that, oh, I need to do that, I got to go back and do that, oh my God.
I'll be honest with you, there are some things that, you know, even with two playthroughs, you still miss a shit ton of stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, John, who was on the show, he was, after he beat the game, he went back and he was really reading up on, with the Fallout wiki, and he went and did all this crap, and I was like, everything he was talking about during the show, I was like, I really want to do that now. You know, there's one particular town that he was talking about that I really want to visit and I really want to experience it, but I don't know. We'll see.
I'm going to go there.
After the expansions come out. I'm not playing it until then.
I don't know how you're going to hold out, man.
I will. I've already beaten it twice. If I can just hold out until, well, this isn't in our news because it just happened today, but now I have to hold out until April. Because the next two DLC packs got delayed. Damn it.
That's not too bad, though, because you're going to have a lot to play till then. So
That is true. That is true. There's a lot of stuff coming out.
Yeah. And right now, there's a big lull around that time. So
anyway, moving on. With the Bitch Pigs in Town, we had a little video game couch session. Played some Buzz TV.
That we did.
Cool. Lots of fun. So, yeah, Chris is really good at Buzz, actually.
Totally.
And I mean, you're lying.
We thought we'd get a jump on him and like maybe memorize some of the questions, you know, the night before. And then, you know, Chris came over the next day and he whooped us. Totally.
In reality, it's just one of those things where it's like, I don't read all the options before I select something. And I'm like, oh, wait, that's not the right answer.
He gets a little impatient.
So how mad did he get?
Yeah, he didn't break anything.
He was
certainly frustrated, though.
Definitely not any buzz.
Get frustrated,
and then it was
joking around.
It was a passive aggressive frustrated. You're like, ha, I'm really good at this game. This is awesome.
I'm gonna strangle some.
I'm gonna name my character Tesuck. Buzz is. I don't know. I think everybody kind of stands like an equal chance in that game because it's that last fucking round where everybody's up on these.
Yeah, where everyone. Yeah.
There's just, you know, there's no way to really, really keep ahead.
There was one game when I was like really, really far ahead in the lead, and I just kept hitting the wrong button or rushing through my selection, and all of a sudden I was, you know, I came in second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, you can get pissed that, oh, fuck it, I was in the lead, I blew my lead, whatever. But, you know, when you play with, you know, your wives, your significant others, and they're not as awesome as you in like the sci-fi or horror category as I am.
Or video games, if you download
them. They still stand a chance. So it's fun for everyone.
Cool.
Are you yawning? It's been a while, actually.
Yeah.
It's been a long night already. Let's see, what else did I play? I had a list up at one point. That list is now gone. There's a story behind that. We'll get to that later. What else did I play? Oh, Killzone 2!
Killzone 2. We're gonna do Killzone 2 now. Let's do it.
Oh, Rock Band 2.
Oh.
And Killzone 2.
Boo. We talked about enough about Rock Band, dude.
We can never talk about it enough. Either I or Scott broke Chris's pedal.
Oh, no.
We're not entirely sure who.
We might as well blame Scott. He's not there.
It's not actually... It was never actually broken.
It was cracked a little bit.
There's like this tiny little fracture on the side of it.
All it takes is like one kickstart my heart and that thing would have been toast.
And Scott was like, I think I broke your pedal, dude. And he ordered me a metal pedal.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool. He like came ordering me that night. He's like, let's order it. Let's not tell Chris. Otherwise, he'll say no.
And I would have said no also.
So we waited till we had an invoice, you know, to show him. So.
That's cool.
Yeah, other than that, Killzone 2.
And?
What?
Mr. Not Sure Fan, what do you think?
It's a sequel to the original Killzone.
Fuck off, shooter. Dude. Yeah, it's the biggest PS3 game ever.
Ever.
Impressions.
I think Flower is, or Flower.
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 OMG. It just sucks you in.
Well, what did you think of Killzone?
Yes, Glenn, that's a shot at you. Okay. In case you're listening.
Doesn't surprise me he likes a game called Flower. Okay, moving on. It does look good.
Yeah, moving on.
Well, what'd you think of Killzone?
I thought we'd talk about it in a little bit after
Okay,
Jeff.
That's fine. Oh,
okay,
that's for his stuff.
All right, well then, Jeff?
Yeah.
Played some Killzone.
All right, let's talk about it.
Might as well jump into it now. I'm fucking really impressed with it, actually.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. Visually, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on screen. I don't think they quite got up to that trailer they had in 2005, but realistically, like, how could someone possibly do that? I mean,
was that the CGI one or the actual in-game one?
Yeah, the CGI one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they tried to pass off as being in-game, but really wasn't? Okay.
Yeah.
They just wanted to remind everyone.
Sorry?
Just wanted to remind everyone.
Yes.
The shenanigans.
Pull it off, yes. But on Guerrilla's behalf, they said that it was never in-game. It was actually Sony who said it, and they basically told them, well, we're going to say it's... I can't remember what the term they used for it. I can't remember. But yeah, it was like a target render, basically. But they came pretty damn close. Like, when you're
the
playing
game
the game...
It's probably... It is the best-looking console game I've seen.
Yeah.
I don't know. Resident Evil 5 is pretty much up there.
I'd say overall.
I don't know.
I'd say overall it is the best, most impressive, but I still think other games have better... I still think Gears of War 2 is crisper-looking. Like, when you play, it's more smooth and just, there's, literally zero aliasing in that game. I don't know how they did it. But there's still aliasing all over the place in Killzone 2. But other than that, there's still a crazy amount of effects going on, crazy amount of stuff going on screen.
Well, you see, you just gotta turn your contrast settings down there, Coffee.
And then, of course.
Then all that aliasing goes away.
No. It doesn't.
It doesn't? Okay.
No, I got the new TV now, remember?
I was told that once.
Yeah. No, it stays there. But it's not a lot of it. Just like little things like in the background, stuff like that, not a big deal. But overall, it definitely, like easily, I'd say it's the best looking, at least shooter on any console, for sure. Like, hands down, I think.
Okay.
Overall. The gameplay itself, good. Takes a little bit of getting used to. It's a lot similar to most first-person shooters. I'd say it's...
That's what I was going to say, too.
Yeah, it's in between Gears of War and Halo in terms of speed. It's slower than Halo, but faster than Gears of War. So you kind of have to... It takes a little bit of adjusting to get used to it. And it's not really a run and gun. You kind of have to take your time with it.
Yeah.
Use cover. Stop and pop, as, you know, people say or whatever. Little bit of advice. Put up the sensitivity and the options.
Oh, definitely.
Sure. Yeah, I didn't do that, so I need to actually go back and play it again and turn up the sensitivity on it.
Yeah.
When I first tried it out, I was having a tough time, and I literally only played like 5 minutes, which, as it turns out, is like half the demo.
Yeah, basically.
Before I was like, fuck this. I cannot play this. I can't aim.
Yeah.
It feels like I'm moving through mud.
Yeah.
And I actually went to go try like a keyboard mouse, hoping
that it was compatible.
That it would work. You know, that would be cool. It's a big game.
That would
be
cool. They should do that with like... I mean, they have keyboard mouse support, so just do it for all of them.
Yeah, they'll never exactly. do that, though.
Oh, that I know.
Anyway, yeah, I found out that they didn't have it, and that was depressing. But I went back in and turned the sensitivity all the way up,
mm-hmm.
and that was helpful. It was like I was moving through mud, but faster. It's still a lot better, but, you know, it's still a little slippery.
Yeah.
You know, especially with, like, precision aiming. There's no way I'm going to...
Precision aiming is hard.
...ever get a headshot.
Yeah, headshots are really hard. They're harder to get on the AI, like the computer AI, and I don't understand. Like, maybe... I haven't tried multiplayer yet. Maybe it's easier in multiplayer. But, yeah, it's tough to get a beat on someone's head, that's for sure. I do kind of like the way it kind of gives the weapons weight, though, and it feels like your character has a lot of weight, so it kind of adds that kind of sense of realism and kind of, like, you're there and you're actually controlling this human being as opposed to this view on a screen that you're kind of zipping through, whatever. It's, I don't know. It's
totally immersive.
Totally immersive. But
I have to say that one of the things that impressed me the most was the physics
mm-hmm.
and the reactions of the enemies when you shot them.
Yeah.
I mean, the days of bullet sponges are over. I mean, it was just amazing how they reacted to every shot, you know?
Yep. And yeah, I like how you can drop them. Like, I've dropped a couple of the guys by shooting them, like, in the knees, and they kind of drop down, and they kind of crawl quickly over to cover and stuff like that, and it's pretty badass. And the AI is really good. Yeah. I didn't expect that at all. I expected the AI, honestly,
yeah, the
to
AI
be terrible.
Yeah, the AI is pretty good.
But it's really good. I'd say it's
it's
up there with Fear and Halo with the AI, definitely. Like, the characters will flank you, they'll take cover, they'll move from cover, which is awesome. Like, usually when a character in a first-person shooter goes behind cover, you know they're going to pop their head out, you aim, you just wait for it. But I've had guys who are aiming, they know, it's like they know you're aiming at them, so they quickly run to another piece of cover, and you're like, oh, crap, and because the aiming and the controls, the way it is, it's not as easy to follow them to the cover and whatnot, so you have to kind of readjust yourself, and I don't know, I was really impressed with that.
And one of the things that got me is, like, especially towards the end of the demo,
mm-hmm.
When you're trying to get through the door, there and you're like, oh, hey, you're shooting downward into the room.
Yes,
I can't remember what door he's opening, but it's especially at that point, it's very obvious to see that they do use teamwork against you, because while you're aiming at one guy, he'll just stay undercover,
mm-hmm.
and then the other guy will come out and try and get you and hit you from the side.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that was really impressive, too. Of course, I just threw a grenade at them and watched them all get blown to pieces.
Fuckers scatter, and then it's like, it's on now.
That's awesome.
They're like, oh my God.
And I like how the grenades, if they're just out of the blast radius, they'll actually fall down. And then at that point, just walk up to them and be like, later, bitch. Blow them away. But I'm really impressed with it. Overall, it blew me away. I can't say I wasn't expecting much. I was definitely expecting a hell of a lot. And the fact that it surpassed, like, it met my expectations and surpassed in many ways. Like, the AI definitely surpassed it. I was really surprised by that. The lighting effects are freaking awesome. Like,
definitely.
And the shadows, even though the shadows are a bit grainy and whatnot, they actually take different forms, which is really, really cool. Like, if you notice, like, when they cast, like, a shadow on a wall and stuff, if they go by an object, it actually morphs kind of like a real shadow would, like, gets all distorted and shit and fat and skinny. It's pretty cool. But, yeah. It's...
Indeedy.
I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. And just based on the demo, it looks like Sony finally has their Halo. It might be a bit too early to call that. Like, we don't know how the sales are going to do, but in terms of quality of the shooter, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really,
I'm with you there.
Yeah.
So this is day one for you.
Oh, totally. Good. Yeah, damn right. Yeah.
Awesome.
If I can get
okay, well, that's cool.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll probably get it day one too, actually.
Yeah.
It's as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I am probably going to buy it more than likely.
Mm-hmm.
And I more than likely will buy it day one. Mm-hmm. I think it's gorgeous, and I think it's very impressive. It's a technical piece of art.
Yeah.
And but it's, when I was playing it, I was like, it's still a shooter.
Mm-hmm. You know? It is.
Yeah. It's a great shooter. It's a masterpiece shooter, but it's still a shooter.
Yeah.
Right. I'm in the same boat, too. There's part of me that's like, I don't really need it right now. You know, this is just based off the solo stuff. I'm like, there wasn't really anything new to really draw me in. Mm-hmm. But I think the multiplayer is going to be a big deal.
I think so,
and
too.
And that's certainly, that could, yeah, something that would get me to get it right away. Otherwise, I might miss the boat.
Yeah, every review that I've read basically says the multiplayer is the best part of the game. And not knocking the single player. It says single player is awesome too, but the multiplayer is really good. And a lot of reviews are saying that it doesn't do anything new, and I can see that in terms of gameplay, but the multiplayer has that feature, though, well, the Warzone mode, which apparently changes all the game types on the fly and stuff, which I think is really, really cool.
That is really cool.
That's pretty damn awesome.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Chris?
I was just going to say, sometimes it really pisses me off that reviewers do that. Oh, it doesn't bring anything new to the table. It's like,
that is one of your pet peeves.
Yeah. It's like, did it need to? I mean, what hasn't been done in a shooter already?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're taking leaps and bounds, I think, forward, especially in terms of, like, you know, the physics engine,
which absolutely.
Is just astounding, you know, and it should be, you know, the level that everybody, you know, seeks to achieve from here on out. But, you know, if they're not doing things like that, if they're not pushing certain things forward, then they're just, you know, haze or something. Yeah. Then it's like, why?
Wait, did you just mention haze in the same conversation as we're talking about
children? Yeah. I think it's a good comparison. Well, they're very similar.
And visually,
they both have guns, and
they both are first person.
That's right. I didn't even think about that.
Interesting. Okay. Weird. And visually, they're moving forward, not just with the quality of the special effects or not, but the whole motion of the way you move and the way the other AI moves, like your squad mates and stuff, which do actually help you in this game, which is really cool. And the enemies actually go for them, which is awesome. But when you're moving, I think the game looks best when you're in motion. Like, if you just keep your character standing still and you're looking at, like, whatever and there's not much going on, the game looks good. But when you start moving your character and the gun's kind of swaying and this camera kind of has that little rock to it, it just looks unbelievable. I'm like, holy crap, this is...
I felt it. It was immersive. Like, you know, right after you blow up the bridge,
which is awesome.
Yeah, and you've got to go to the next checkpoint or whatever, and you're just sitting there running, you know, and there's fire coming from behind you, and there's just a little something that you have to jump over.
Yeah.
And I felt it, man. You know, my character swaying back and forth, and hit the jump button, and I just felt like I was in it. It was cool.
Those two carrier things come and land, and the guys get off, and... And there's the fly. If you look up, they're still flying in the air and stuff like that, and you're seeing like gunfire and everything, and dust getting kicked up everywhere, and every single thing seems to have an effect with bullets, which is another good thing. Like, you can shoot can rip apart the chairs and stuff like that. If you shoot the chairs that have like the padding, you see feathers flying. It's just so awesome visually. It's just
well, this may sound strange, but one of the things that I was actually happy to see was the way they handled the scene where you're jumping up onto the lift.
Okay, yeah.
Where your partner is, like, giving you a shove, and then you reach back, and you see yourself reach out your hand and grab the guy and pull him up.
Yep.
I'm glad that they're actually showing the hands of someone in a first-person shooter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
You didn't play Army of Two, did you?
Well, that was third person. Play Army of Two, no.
That was third person, yeah.
Okay.
And also, I don't know how many times you guys played the demo, but the dialogue for that part changes every time.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I only played it once, so I didn't get a chance to try that out, but I am going to play it again, so.
Yeah, I've played it probably about 15 times now. It's
holy shit.
Yeah.
Well, you can burn through it pretty quick.
Yeah, it's once you know it'll get through it in 5 minutes, yeah. But then you just keep right after that, play it again. And originally I changed the settings too, cuz I didn't like the whole fact that R3 is to get that kind of down the sight, down the scope view.
Yeah, I wasn't thrilled about that.
I didn't
either.
Like that until I changed it to the Call of Duty style where, well, what happens? Where you hit L1, but then L2 is cover. So that became really awkward doing the cover and the zoom. Yeah. So then, you know what? I'm just going to get used to this. I changed back to the original, and now I like it better than the alternate one because Thank God they put that, you can just click in the right thing and it sticks to the down the scope. You don't have to hold it down.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say too. Yeah. You don't have to hold it down, it just sticks.
Except so
that's,
after you reload though. I think it goes back to the default.
Well, after you reload or after you take cover, it'll go back to the default. Normal.
Then you just pop right back in.
Yeah, once you pop back up, you have to click it again.
Yeah, I know. But if I'm, you know, sitting there unloading in like the R3 zoom mode, you know, and I've got to reload, I don't know.
I hear you.
Small gripe.
Gripe, yeah. Stop being a whiner.
I want my keyboard mouse. I can't play this game. I want my keyboard mouse.
But overall, can't wait. It's definitely going to be my showpiece for my PS3 for sure. Like, definitely going to be like, yeah, that's right. You say you don't have no reason to buy a PS3, watch this shit.
Yeah. Now, what was the number I heard? Was it like 1.1 million pre-ordered?
Something like that, yeah. But you can't.
That's
it's good. Pretty impressive. It's definitely good, but I don't. You can never really go by sales with that because someone mentioned that in VGAvo that GTA 5 Prologue had 1.something pre-orders as well, and it ended up only selling 400,000. And this is in Europe, by the way. So because a lot of
people depends on if there's a demo involved.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Plus, then again, also
I'm getting my money
GTA
back.
Was also downloadable too, so that those numbers probably won't count. But yeah, it's gonna sell a lot out the gate for sure. And then if it's, I'm hoping the only thing like I can see it not pulling from the Call of Duty and the Halo crowd is the controls that I think some people might just be like, oh, this doesn't feel right. They're not gonna give it a chance. I think there's too many people out there. If that doesn't happen. That could be a bad thing with it having legs and having Killzone 3 be that much bigger. But if it can pull from that Call of Duty and that Halo, then that's going to make like Infinity Ward and Bungie or whoever's making the next Halo game have to step up their game big time because, they got owned in many ways.
Yeah.
And this is just by a demo.
Especially the physics.
Yeah, exactly. So
cool.
We'll see.
What else you got?
What else I'm playing? There's a little game that I didn't really give enough chance to, didn't give it enough time. Game you guys talked about how much you loved and a lot of other people in VGAvo. Then when I got my new TV, I'm like, I'm going to play this game out. I'm going to play the entire demo, and that's Valkyria Chronicles. And I really like it. So then I went looking to buy it, and I couldn't find it anywhere.
Hey, Jeff, you're allowed to stay on the show now.
Oh, yes. And, yeah, it was sold out everywhere I went. Checked on Amazon, stuff like that. People were charging more than retail for it. I guess they kind of knew that there's a little bit of a demand and sold out everywhere. So I ended up ordering it from Amazon new, but it was like, yeah, it's going to take like 3 to 5 weeks. So I was a little bit sad, but at the same time, I was like, you know what? I can wait that long and have other games to play. But then I saw it today in a local game shop, so I picked it up.
Cool.
Yeah, I like it.
You couldn't wait for it to come?
No. I'm a very impatient person.
Did you really say 3 to 5 weeks?
Yeah, they said, because, I guess they didn't have it in stock, so it was going to be 3 to 5 weeks for them to ship
it.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
Jesus.
I managed to find it.
Yeah, I saw a buddy of mine playing that last night, and I messaged him, and I'm like, so, welcome back, Sega? He's like, this is pure sex.
Yeah. It is a
fantastic game.
And hopefully,
I really need to get back into
it. It needs to sell. Like, it sold terribly at the gate. Was it 30,000 or something like that? Which is just wrong.
I'm not even sure. People need to go out and buy this game. Yeah. It's fantastic.
It is.
I wonder
good.
What that compares to, like, with, like, Disgaea or something like that. Because they keep making Disgaea games and they've got offshoots and stuff. So, I mean, it's certainly a niche.
There's game, like a cult following for the Disgaea games.
Yeah. Though. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's, you know, it's a niche offering. So, I mean, anyway.
Well, I didn't think, like I said, the whole strategy thing is kind of not my type of thing, but I love the presentation. I love the aesthetics of everything. And then once I actually learned the battle, that was the thing. When I first started playing the tutorial, I was like, I don't want to sit through this. I don't really care. I tried just jumping into the mission. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm frustrated. Ah, screw it. And I guess I just had patience this one day last weekend. And I was like, I'm just going to go through the whole tutorial and everything. And I was like, this is actually really fun. I like how it's kind of like real time, but kind of turn-based at the same time. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they did a good job. It's a very good hybrid. It's a very good hybrid.
That leads me to the Halo Wars demo, which also very surprising to me because I don't like RTS games. Haven't really played one since Warcraft 2, to be honest. So I tried like dabbled in a few here and there. I don't really like them. So I was like, I'm just going to download it, see what it's like. And again, I like it. It's simple, which is good. Like I've heard a lot of people complain that there's not much to it. It's not too deep or anything like that, but I think that's kind of the way they went. They want it to be like a console RTS where people new to the genre won't feel overwhelmed. And that's exactly, the whole time I was playing it, I did not feel overwhelmed at all. It's got a really good
tutorial.
Sorry, go ahead.
That is going to alienate the people that are into RTS games.
Exactly. It will a lot. But the entire time going through it, though, the tutorial is really good, and it speaks to you, the tutorial, which is always good. You don't have to do a lot of reading. That's kind of cool. So it is a really good tutorial, then it tells you how to do most of the stuff, and then it gives you an opportunity to play. I think there's like two or three missions for the campaign in it, and then you can do like skirmish mode. And when I tried the skirmish mode, I totally destroyed the computer, and I felt like there was not too much strategy involved, I guess, because I basically built up my army as quick as possible, sent them in, took them out. So that could have just been the difficulty thing. I don't know. Got a little complaints. Like, some of the units looked similar, like the Spartans and the Marines and the ODST guys kind of look similar, so you kind of have to look really closely or go by the little symbol they have to see who they are or whatever, but
yeah.
I thought it was fun, and when you get like a big battle going on, it just looks really cool for an RTS anyway, and the whole Halo thing helps too, because the storyline, the cinematics in it are awesome. Like, they put Halo 3 to shame, like the way they tell the story. Oh, wow. It's really, really, really good. Like, I'm talking like, okay, we're talking Square Enix quality CG here. Just download it to see the CG. It's awesome.
I just pictured Master Chief.
Besides the Master Chief
Midriff.
Yeah.
Minus all that. They actually make Halo look more adult, which I think is really cool. Like in the cinematics. Like, the elites actually look scary. It's not filled with purple and yellow and all these crazy bright colors.
Oh, I get you.
Yeah.
They actually, it wasn't like pastel.
No, it's not at all.
Bunny shit. Okay.
The actual game itself, like, I mean, the Covenant are very purple when you're playing, and then the Marines, the UNSC, are very green, so I guess you can tell the difference, but I was surprised, and that went from like a maybe rent to possibly buy day one as well, just like a game that I can kind of just play through the campaign. I'm not really looking to play it online, because like I said, I suck at RTS games, so, but it is a little bit simple. I can see people alienating, like Jason said.
Stick to Valkyria Chronicles.
I will.
But, you're like a walking contradiction, man.
I know, dude. It's fucked
Choose
up.
A side, dude. No, don't, actually.
I'm giving games a chance that's why, here. That's what
good.
I'm doing.
That's why we have you on the show.
Yeah. I'm not being like, fuck it.
Because we're stubborn bastards.
I'm just saying, you know, it's just most people are going to be like, oh, fucking Killzone or oh, fucking Halo.
Yeah.
I think there's just very few that will embrace both.
Yeah, no, it's
so,
true.
So kudos to you.
Well, thanks, man.
It's certainly not like an RTS game as well. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Well, something that you said about the about how approachable they made it and how it'll turn off fans of real time strategy games.
Yeah, I don't.
That's I don't think they give a shit.
No,
because
let's be honest,
they're not catering to that. They're
exactly
Halo fans.
Not only that, I mean, there's a shit ton more Halo fans
exactly
than RTS.
Right? Yeah. Exactly.
And hardcore RTS fans are playing
and,
on the PC.
And Civ Revolution did really good too.
Yeah, so and it was a dumbed down version of Civilization.
So. Right.
And
right,
and that guy that sold really
back.
Well. So
yeah.
This one was a good thing. They dumb it down. Hopefully more people will give it a chance. I still think it's going to have that large percentage of people who buy it just because it has Halo in the name and will likely bring it back within a week and say, what the fuck is this?
GameStop's just going to be flooded with used copies.
I guarantee you guys, if you're waiting for a used copy of Halo Wars, go the day after it releases. Or maybe a few hours later. but it's getting a lot.
Actually,
go ahead, Chris.
We should repeat the suggestion that 360 Nation said. Just stand outside of GameStop and say, I'll give you $10 more than they offer you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because someone's going to walk in with it.
Yeah. And but then again, if you go to the forums around, a lot of praise going for it. I was really surprised. Like, apparently there are a lot of naysayers from the gaff and all that kind of stuff have turned around and been like, actually, this turned out pretty good. So
what do they not naysay?
Yeah, they naysay everything. Nitpick fucking everything. But that was Halo Wars. Dude, I played a lot. Fuck, dude. R-Type, Dimensions.
Oh, yeah,
cool.
That saw that and I was like,
I played the demo. R-type.
I like it. It's kind of...
Yeah, I played the demo too.
Cartoony-ish, I guess, the new graphics. But
yeah, it's kind of R-type.
Yeah, it's still fun though.
No, the 3D graphics, I think, are, I don't know, they're chunky and they're Fisher-Pricey.
Yeah.
Little cartoony.
I think they are. They look like toys.
Yeah, they do.
Flying around.
It is, but the game's still fun. And it's still hard as fuck. And they put in a lot of options. You can play from a bunch of different views. It's online co-op. Which is awesome.
Which is cool.
Yeah, me and Mark played through. Awesome. Me and Mark played through the entire. Mark from PS Nation played through the entire first R-Type. It didn't take long. We played on the Infinity mode, Infinite mode. So you basically have unlimited lives, which is kind of the Super, I like the fucking Jason. But
oh, that's right. That's cool.
Yeah. but we did blow through it in probably about 15, 20 minutes. Probably like the
wow, really that
game.
Quick?
Yeah, because you're just constantly like one of the stages. I guess you kind of it tallies up how many lives you use, and I think the most was 43 lives we used in like the second last level or something like that. It was ridiculous. Oh, wow. And the levels in R-Type are short; they're not long at all.
Yeah.
But I like it.
Did you guys know that you can flip back and forth?
Yes. Yeah, I actually like that. That was kind of cool.
I freaked out. Yeah. I'm like, that is the coolest shit ever.
They
kind of flashed it up on the screen while I was playing the demo. It was like, unique feature. If you press Y, you can switch from 2D to 3D.
Yeah. That's bad.
I hit Y and I was like, holy shit, I remember that.
It was cool.
And then I hit Y again and said, okay, that's better.
Yeah. They should do that with all the new retro games that they're remaking. Like, imagine if Bionic Commando had that. That'd be awesome.
Well, Bionic Commando isn't an exact replica.
Right, right, right. Well, I know, but I'm just saying. Yeah. Imagine if
they
did.
Would use the shitty sprites. And
I'm glad you brought up Bionic Commando because I just can't bring myself to buy this game for
$15. That's
when I know that I bought something a lot as high quality as Bionic Commando for $10.
Exactly. Yeah. And they kind of overpriced that mother.
Yeah, I played the demo, and the demo, they just give you the first stage of R-Type 1, mm-hmm. and, you know, that was good for me.
Yeah.
I was happy.
That was it.
I don't know. R-Type is one of those one of the only shmups I really like, so I was like, eh.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'll download it. Actually, I didn't know the price before I downloaded it, though. I just went open, and then I was like, you need to add points to your thing. I was like, okay, whatever. I'm like, should I just add 500? I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to put 1,000 on there, because I don't know, whatever. There might be something else I want to buy soon. And then I just clicked whatever, and I was like, how do I only have that much left? And I was like, oh my god, this thing was $15, like 1,200 Microsoft points.
Nice.
I'm like, wow, okay.
You're Microsoft's favorite customer.
I know, eh? But,
now what am I going to do with these leftover points? Let's go buy some themes.
Yeah. I'm saving Rock Band tracks all the way.
I got a custom theme from beating them all.
Nice.
Did you really?
I'm using it too.
Cool.
Nice.
I earned that fucking thing.
The music I wish is remixed in R-Type, though. They didn't do anything with the music. It's totally the original music, which kind of doesn't really go
really?
With it. Yeah, they didn't change it at all.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I remembered
weird.
It being a little grating.
I honestly don't remember. I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is totally 8-bitty.
Yeah, for sure.
Or 16-bitty. I don't remember what bitty it was from.
I don't know.
Bitty Cent?
Yeah,
oh shit, what else have I been playing? You know what, that's good enough for me this week. I mean, everything else has pretty much been stuff I've been playing normally, like Street Fighter and stuff. So I keep thinking I'm forgetting
more.
Something, but I don't. Oh, Mirror's Edge. I finally opened up Mirror's Edge.
Oh, you can skip that one.
Yeah, no, I can skip it. But I have to say, you know, I did get Mirror's Edge for free for winning a bet, and I am enjoying it thoroughly. Just like I say.
That's true.
Crane cool. Man, thank you. That's it for me.
Sucker. All right, cool. Well, you guys covered most of the stuff that I played, so let's see what I play. I played Rock Band 2, played Buzz, I played the R-Type demo, which I mentioned. What else did we play? We played some Street Fighter Remix.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did.
Shut
the Hardman up. Jesus Christ.
That was funny.
Oh, my God.
We went out. Okay, so Friday, I got to tell this real quick. Friday, we went out to Taco Mac, and we were talking about the fact that we were going back to the house to play Rock Band. And he goes, do you really want to play Rock Band? This guy, Chris Hardiman, he's like, you want to play Street Fighter instead? And I was like, well, you know, if you want to play Street Fighter, you can play Jason. And he goes, oh, is he good? I'm like, yeah, Jason's pretty good.
I'd say he's all right. Yeah, he's okay.
He's all right.
He's all right. He plays a pretty... He's like, what characters does he play? He goes like, yeah, he plays Ken... Ryu and Cammy and Zangief and
pretty much everyone.
And I keep naming characters and he's like, his eyes are getting wider. I'm like, yeah, he's pretty good.
Hardiman fancies
beat you at all?
No. No, Hardiman fancies himself a Giefer player.
Nice.
Yeah, and he's I don't know.
Not a
all
Giefer.
I heard was excuse. We all got back here, big group of people, and you know everybody wanted to fucking play Rock Band, but you know Hardman got a little belligerent and he was drunk and he was like, play Street Fighter, play Street Fighter,
and then he was antagonizing my dogs, so they were getting really loud.
It was not a pretty situation, so yeah, I did not take it easy on him afterward.
Nice.
Because he was just talking shit all night.
That's the best. People talk shit and then you kick their ass and
And then he was all like, you know, docile.
He was like, so who's your favorite character in Alpha 2? You know, just little shit. I hope he's not listening right now.
He doesn't listen to our show.
Do you have Alpha 2 here? Oh, no, you don't. I bet you can kick your ass in Alpha 2.
Yeah, I am really good with Guy. I love Guy in that one.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else?
But no, that was a good time.
That was a fun time. But let's see. What else did I play? I played the Resident Evil demo. And
oh yeah, I did play that.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Did we talk about that last week? I can't remember.
You did, but I didn't play it. And I'm sorry. First, let me say that the only Resident Evil I've played front to back mm-hmm. was the first one.
Okay.
Okay. So I haven't finished 4 yet.
Why is that?
I don't know. I liked the first one, and then I just couldn't get it.
2 was
the
really good,
was like,
actually.
So you did try the other ones?
I tried 2. I tried Nemesis. I tried I tried all this.
Yeah.
But
Outbreak.
Outbreak was the best. But honestly, I still haven't played 4. So okay. I'm going to go back and play 4 because I have it on the Wii and the controls are different. But the controls are archaic. And I just think that the characters moved way too slow. Mm. Like your character moves way too slow.
Yeah.
Like when he's turning and that kind of thing. It's just like, this just feels old and, I mean, they need a big revamp on the way these controls work. So, yes, I know they're the same as Resident Evil 4, but I didn't play Resident Evil 4 on PS2 or GameCube. So
then you probably
I'm coming into this fresh and I'm like, okay, so I have to ready my weapon and then fire. And then I only have one stick to move around and the rotate camera snaps back. So it doesn't really help.
Hmm?
So it's, well, the control scheme that I was using, which was the default one, the rotate camera just moved it back and forth so I could see around.
But then it snapped back to turn the camera around. You need to change your control, so like type D or something like that. That way you can look all the way around.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different control schemes.
Yeah, I'll have to try a few others because the one that I was using was not good.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to change.
No.
It doesn't make the game any faster. I cannot argue and I can't fault you for not liking the controls. No. I don't like them either. But I mean, I love the Resident Evil games.
Yeah.
I know. And I mean, I really wanted to like this too because I think it does look spectacular. Mm-hmm. And can I ask you something? Why the hell are zombies talking?
They're not really zombies. See, that's the thing if you haven't played 4, you won't really get it. Because they're not zombies, really. They're more like infected, or they have like they're fucked up.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
28 Days fucked up the whole zombie genre.
Exactly.
They gave us fast zombies, and then they gave us like sentient zombies, and you know, another talking and shit, and it's just.
Oh, then there's I Am Legend. That didn't help any.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. Yeah. Man, I'm on the same boat, man. Like the more I play like that demo, the less I like it, and that's why I basically decided to pass on Resident Evil, and that's why I'm picking up Halo Wars. I figure, you know what? I'm just going to pick up a game. I like the demo, and it's a new genre that I haven't really liked. Just going to go for it. Fuck it. And I'll get Resident Evil later.
Who's on the podcast with us right now?
I don't fucking know this man.
Anyway, come on, who are we kidding here? You know I'm going to end up buying it. I can't. Me pass on like a good game is like, this doesn't happen.
Well, I think I'm going to pass on it too for now. I'm going to try out the demo again. I'll try a different control scheme and I'll see if things change. But, you know, I might just be waiting for Resident Evil 5 on Wii HD. Maybe that'll change.
Hey,
you know.
I'm going to get a different online partner then. I was going to let you play Sheva.
That's another thing that pisses me off,
dude.
It's all co-op and you always have that partner with you the entire game. And that just seems weird. Like, Resident Evil is supposed to be scary.
I think it's really cool.
By yourself and like, I don't know.
Oh, like you wouldn't piss yourself.
Oh, not when you... The second you're talking to somebody on Xbox Live or PSN, you have like a partner, the games don't become scary anymore.
Fuck off. You've played Left 4 Dead. Shut up.
That's scary. That's jumpy scary in terms of like, holy shit, everything's coming out. That's a different
like
kind
that
of scary.
That's
Jesus
what Resident
Christ.
Evil is. That's what it's always been.
No, dude. Resident Evil's been like, jumpy scary, but it's been like, okay, you're walking through a hallway, everything's fucking quiet and dark. And then something jumps out of you. That's scary. Left 4 Dead scary. Like, okay, guys, we ready for this? Holy crap, here comes like 1,000 zombies. What the fuck are we going to do? And you're yelling at each other. That's that's like a tension. That's not a scary.
I'll be back when you're done talking out of your ass.
Come on, you are making
shit up. We're talking in circles. You're contradicting yourself.
How can
this podcast is over.
That?
How
know. Okay, Resident Evil 1, for example, the dog jumping through the window. There's no fucking way that would really scare you, because you're sitting there talking on PSN or Xbox Live.
What?
Like, hey, dude, that's cool. It's a really cool game, whatever. Oh, just jump out of the window. Yeah, it's not that scary, because you're not really paying attention 100% to the game. No?
I disagree. I disagree.
I think they're pretty much the same. I mean, when I think about... When I jump in Left 4 Dead, mm-hmm. it's not because there's hordes of zombies coming at me.
Yeah.
It's because all of a sudden a hunter comes from out of fucking nowhere and tackles my ass. And I'm like, oh shit, hunter!
Yeah, but that's
kind the of hordes, the throngs of zombies. That's the fun part. That's like, I'm killing a shit ton of zombies. That's not scary at all.
Left 4 Dead's not really the hunters. I just didn't find Left 4 Dead scary. It's more tension.
I had nightmares.
I'm kidding. I just need to grow a pair.
We're obviously not going to see eye to eye on this, so you're fired.
So. All right, that's enough about Resident Evil.
What else have you been playing?
But yeah, I think I'm skipping it too. So. Ricky will be Sheva. So the game that I put the most time into this week was actually Viking.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, believe it or not. I was like, you know what? I really want some, after playing Fallout for so long, I really just want some mindless hack and slash action.
Oh, okay.
And Viking came through for me. Picked up where I left off, and I hadn't gotten that far. And I remember last time I was talking about it, I was like how Viking actually, it really is kind of an open world situation. And you have different objectives on in that area that you're in. Well, I had gotten to the halfway point on the first island. There's three islands that you battle on. And each halfway point is a large scale, like, battle between all your Vikings and the, what do they call them? The Legion. So, after I got back into it, I found out how much more there is. And there's like, you get dragons to command during these huge battles. And, you know, it just turned out to be a lot of fun. The combat got a little bit deeper. It's still not fantastic or anything, but
it's no God of War.
No, it's not. No. It's not a God of War. It does remind me a little bit of it, but not much.
Dragons make everything cooler, though.
Yes, dragons. So during these large, like huge scale battles, there's literally hundreds of guys on the screen at the same time.
No,
and you get this, you can pull up this overhead view of the area that you're in. And if you have a dragon to command, you need dragon runes to get them to attack. And you can select different specific spots to get the dragon to attack. So it's kind of cool when they swoop in and they like breathe fire and just destroy everything in their path. So
isn't it anything like Drakengard? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Is it anything like that? No. Okay.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because Drakengard, it was like kind of a hack and slashy.
You know what? I don't think I ever got that far in Drakengard. Oh, really? So I don't know.
Huh. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Okay.
It just reminded me of it.
But yeah, after you have, you get, each island has like two really large scale battles, and then you move to another area that's been taken over by the Legion. Mm-hmm. So as I said, there's three islands in all, there's always going to be two huge battles. So it's kind of repetitive, but I'm still finding that it's satisfying my hack and slash need right now. So
I can dig it.
You know, if you guys are into hack and slash and you can find the game for like $15 like I did, I'd say go for it.
Yeah, sometimes you need that. You crave a game, you're like, this is
There's no boobies, no.
Really?
No boobies.
Oh, wow.
This is a boobyless hack and slash game.
Oh.
Well, that's kind of...
Sorry.
That's all right. But it does have dragons, though.
God of War is my game.
It does have dragons.
Dragons and boobies are kind of... that's right. Both cool.
And you get three dragons.
Yeah. Wow.
That is cool.
That is cool.
Like, I don't think Conan has dragons, but it has boobies.
Yeah, Conan has the boobies.
There we go. Okay. I had a mix.
But it also kind of sucks. But yeah, that's it. That's my week.
That's cool, man.
I want to try and I'm going to finish up Viking probably this week and then move back to Valkyria Chronicles.
Yeah, I'm excited to get back into that.
Need to do it.
Well, I'll get back in that too, as in for the first time.
Yay. Awesome.
Feels like the first time.
Well, I think it's time to let Jeff have the show.
Let's do some news.
I'm waiting all night for this.
Yeah, we got quite a few bit of news here.
I haven't read the news yet, so this is all surprise shit.
Alrighty, you didn't read up? Well, might be a bit of a surprise. Capcom, net income.
Yeah.
Down 95% from last year.
No. Shit.
Yes. That's a crazy number. 95%.
Is that a real number?
Down, yeah. Apparently. But then, what did they release last year? Like, really? Like, what besides, I guess, buying a commando.
Right.
That's
pretty. And they don't have like Resident Evil 5 money in there yet.
Exactly. So it's not really, they basically in 2007, they made after, like, a lot of money.
After releasing that demo, they might not get as much Resident Evil 5 money as they thought.
Oh, you're a hater now.
Oh, oh, snap. I see how it is. Okay. That's crazy. But yeah, so they're down.
Resident Evil is what it is.
The what?
Still good. Anyway, it is anyway, what it is.
It is what it is. They're down. I'm sure they're going to come back up. They got Street Fighter 4. They got Resident Evil. They got all that kind of good stuff. They're probably going to try to raise more money here because there's some Street Fighter 4 DLC coming on the way. There's going to be stuff like an instant replay kind of mode. Not instant replay mode. I guess it's kind of like a record your matches and put them up for your friends to download.
Can I flip out about this?
Go ahead.
For one fucking second, how cool that function is.
It is awesome.
You can record your matches. I don't know how you upload them, but you can somehow.
Yeah.
And then other people can watch them. I'm one of these people that will actually, I will watch Street Fighter matches all day long.
Oh, yeah.
And I would be
enthralled. That's how you learn.
And I love it.
Yeah, but,
I mean,
exactly.
If you get
that's
like some top players in there, I would go nuts.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I mean, it's just, I'm hoping it's done like Halo 3 where they have like a server and you just kind of upload it up there, then anyone could go to your own like profile
shit.
And that download it.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
I am so fucking
because I know that some
this.
Of the top Halo 3 players have videos up there and stuff like that, and you're just like, holy fucking shit, that is insane. So,
yeah.
That's something that is going to be
coming. I mean, that's the only way I'm going to get good at the game because, I mean, I'm so out of the times when it comes to Street Fighter.
Just keep
point.
Playing, Jason. You'll get better.
It just comes with practice.
Yeah, that's the best thing.
Lots and lots. And playing different people is the thing.
That's
the
thing, yeah.
I fancied myself a pretty good player for a long time, but I was only playing my friends. And then, you know, I mean, you start playing other people and you're like, oh, shit, you know, the same shit doesn't work.
Yeah, so. Exactly. But
I can no longer say, read you like a book. Anyway,
you're
going to
jump.
More Street
you're
going to
jump.
DLC.
Thanks
DLC.
For jumping. DLC. Yeah, there's other stuff going on. This is gonna be like kind of like a.
Do you remember when I kept doing that to you, Jeff?
Yeah, and when I didn't fall for it,
and
I was like,
that.
"Yeah, I'm gonna sweep.
Yeah,
I'm gonna throw."
No, I wasn't. No, I was actually calling it like right before you did jump.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, whatever.
I wasn't trying to fake you out. I'm like jump, jump.
Whatever. Rematch. We'll see what happens. What else? There's something else in here that was really cool. The whole leaderboard tournament thing. Why can't I find that in this news thing? Anyway, something where you can... Oh, come on, help me out, Jason. I know you read all this shit.
They've got leaderboard shit.
Yeah, some kind of leaderboard thing.
And it's probably not going to work. And you know what? You're going to
it's like a
get negative points
thing,
for
basically.
People disconnecting. Fuck it. I mean, it sucks. I know it already.
Yeah.
I don't care about the leaderboard shit because I know that they're never going to
work. Yeah, because everyone's always going to disconnect unless they put some kind of penalty in there. But it's like a matchmaking thing for first-person shooters, but for fighters.
Right.
So. That's what it is.
And the third part of this championship edition,
go ahead.
Dude, I'm sorry. I was taking...
No, go ahead, say it.
You're sure.
No, I probably don't have...
There's more matchmaking. They will try and rank you up with people
that's
with your same skill level.
Yeah.
How exactly they do that, I'm not entirely sure.
Because you can't, I don't think, because... she's too hard. Like I said, like you've had problems with people... On like say VGA that you fought against, where I didn't have problems with them because I think it comes down to a lot of playing styles as opposed to how good you are, so to speak. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I don't know how they're gonna rank people like fairly, but hey, they're gonna give it a try.
Yeah, because it's more than just the win loss.
Yeah, exactly.
I think, you know, I also read something about where you won't be able to enter some specific tournaments unless you're.
A certain level.
You know, level is so high or something. I don't know how.
I kind of like that. If it like again, it all comes out if it works properly. If they had they get a good grasp of it. But
I do not dig that.
No,
at all.
I just
that's bullshit.
We'll see. Whatever.
On to the costumes.
Yeah, this is where it's bullshit because they're charging for alternate costumes for all the characters. So they're going to be coming out starting February 12th, which is weird because that's before the game even releases, and then all the way to. April 30th, which is you can pretty much get all the
comes out on the 12th.
The packs, all the different alternate costumes for 1,000 Microsoft points, which is $8, I believe. Is it $8? No, $10.
No, 1,000 is like $12.50.
Is it like $12.50? Yeah, like $12.50. And so they basically every week for a while they're gonna have the first week's gonna be Zangief, Honda, Rufus, Abel, and El Fuerte, and you're gonna get their costumes. Bullshit, because every other fighting game on the face of this planet, you unlock alternate costumes in the game.
Except for
Soul Calibur.
Yeah.
You still do unlock stuff in Soul Calibur,
but they started downloading this shit. But come on.
This is like a Me Too from Capcom, you know, because everybody's doing the DLC shit. And I do kind of miss the times when, you know, it was a standard in fighting games. You unlocked your stuff as you progressed, But
everybody wants to do the horse armor.
Yeah.
But it's so crap.
In the grand scheme of things, these are still considerably cheaper than other DLC out there.
It is, but it's still bullshit. Come on, man. That's still
fucking Hagar costume for Giefer.
That's awesome, but it's a lot better if it was free like any other fighting game besides Soul Calibur. That's like, I don't know. I don't mind if it was something that wasn't normal, like a kind of standard in other fighting games. Said, okay, here's some DLC. You're going to pay for this. That's really cool. But I can understand Little Big Planets. Like, even though much I don't agree with it, I understand that more than this, because how many action games, like side-scrolling platformers, could you unlock a bunch of different costumes and stuff like that? Not too many. When fighting games, that was like a thing. That was like in all of them. Then all of a sudden they're like, oh, you know what? We're going to charge from now. It's like when fucking Madden EA tried to charge people for alternate jerseys in Madden. Are you serious?
What other games are you thinking of, though? Because, I mean, a majority of 2D fighters...
2D fighters, not so much, but over. I mean, I'm talking like Virtual Fighter, Tekken, like all the 3D ones. Dead or Alive has like 14 costumes each for each character. And that was half the fun.
Virtual Fighter 5 has a ton of shit that you can unlock. Yeah, I haven't seen any DLC for that.
No. But
fucks up
either way. I'm gonna buy them. That's what pisses me the most off, because I know I'm going to, but
there we go.
It still sucks.
Whatever.
You need to add Microsoft points. Oh, I'll just add whatever. Oh, I didn't know it was that much.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Shut up.
Capcom right now is like, I don't know, they're like, you know, the old guy trying to be cool. Like, you know, they dyed their hair black. You guys seen The Office?
Yeah.
Where, like, Creed, like, comes in and he's like, hey, what's up, dudes? You know? Yeah. I need me some Red Bull.
I need my... Well, that's what they're doing with Bionic Commando. I mean, an old franchise they're bringing back, right? And they're trying to be cool again. It's got a release of May. Everyone is kind of worried this is going to be pushed back to the fall. They come out and said it's going to release sometime in May. No strict date, no concrete date in terms of what day in May, but they said it is going to be coming out in May, which I think is a good month for that type of game. For
perfect month.
That is a perfect month. So look for that.
This is actually the game I'm looking forward to the most from Capcom this year, believe it or not.
Really?
That's yeah, cool.
It looks great.
I like Street Fighter a lot, mm-hmm. but I've never been huge into fighting games because I never was the kind of person that would play them one player. Like, I would never play against a computer that often.
Yeah.
So I never really got that huge into fighting games. I was into Tekken for a while, and that was about it. But Bionic Commando is right up my alley.
Cool. It does look really cool.
Yeah, it does.
I'm hoping.
Multiplayer looks really exciting.
Yeah,
I can't wait to try that.
Cool. Did you guys play it? It looks very similar to the Lost Planet multiplayer, though, just with more swinging and stuff. You guys didn't play Lost Planet?
Yeah, I didn't play
you?
That
multiplayer.
I have Lost Planet. I didn't play the multiplayer.
Oh, okay, it was actually pretty fun, just a little bit unbalanced and crazy, but it was cool for what it was. Left 4 Dead.
Speaking of crazy.
Yes, speaking of crazy, you know, we all waited forever, and we're still waiting for those Team Fortress updates that are supposed to be coming to 360 that never have, and the PC got all this, that, and the other thing. Left 4 Dead, looks like Valve is treating a little bit differently, because there's an expansion already planned for the PC and 360 to release simultaneously. It's going to have a new multiplayer game mode entitled Survival, plus two complete campaigns for Versus mode, which is awesome. I think that's really cool. PC users are also going to get a little extra with an update. Basically, they can craft custom campaigns via the Source software. So I don't know what that means for your PC guys, but I'm guessing a lot of the mods out there, you can probably just make a campaign out of it. Is that what it is? I don't know, Jason.
There's going to be a lot of fun shit.
Really?
I cannot wait. Lots of custom stuff. So
nice. Cool. There's no release dates or how much this is going to cost yet, but say this year, probably pretty safe, because they're usually pretty quick with their updates. Rockstar.
Gabe just finished his sandwich, and he's like, burp. All right, let's do this. I'm ready.
His sandwich, like a triple cheeseburger with bacon.
Triple quarter pounder with cheese.
Sorry,
Gabe Newell never coming on our show. Confirmed. that's okay. Rockstar announced Red Dead Redemption. Not sure if this is that game that they talked about a while ago, saying they had like a big game that they're gonna kind of announce. This is like last year or something like that. I don't know what they're doing because they've announced
Red Dead Revolver.
Red Dead Redemption is basically the sequel to Red Dead Revolver. If you guys ever played that for Xbox and PS2, like the western game.
Yeah,
the cowboy guns. The western thing. I heard it's mixed reviews. Basically, I don't know. I never played it personally.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Sounds like there's a bunch of steers and queers.
You're in an odd mood today, Jason. Seriously.
I've been drinking for a while. Where'd that bottle opener go?
Yeah, I need another drink too, actually. I gotta get this news wrapped up here. So if anyone cares about Red Dead Redemption, probably gonna be coming out soon. Isn't there another rumor that there's gonna be another GTA this year? Plus there's also that LA Noir. Rockstar's pretty busy. Announcing stuff.
Yeah.
We're not really releasing it.
Not really. Who knows if they're actually making any of it?
Yeah, exactly. Another announcement that I'm sure we're all excited for. Mass Effect 2 was, I guess, unofficially announced. An EA representative basically said in some kind of trade show that, yep, Mass Effect 2 is in the works for multiple platforms. Someone's like, oh my god, it's coming to the PS3. Hopefully. It's not confirmed because Mass Effect has always been multi-platform, per se. I mean, you got PC and 360, but I'm pretty sure the way that it was worded, and it is EA, multiple platforms means PS3, 360, and PC. And
I hope
usually,
so.
Usually, yeah.
I really do hope so. But I didn't Microsoft like have the rights to Mass Effect 1 and 2 or something like that?
Well, that was the rumor that they had the rights for 1 and 2. It might be
exclusive rights or something.
Yeah, they had the exclusive rights for like to publish 1 and 2. But I think my guess is
for a limited time, maybe?
Yeah, it might have been for a limited time. Or EA, they are like basically like the Microsoft of software, where in terms of games software, they have a shitload of money they can kind of throw around. Well, I guess maybe not. They made a lot of layoffs lately, but I'm sure they've worked out some kind of a deal, being like, hey, listen, we're going to publish these two and bring it to PS3, and I'm sure they had some kind of leverage, if that was the case, if Microsoft had it, because I really don't think it's going to be exclusive this time. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so. And Mass Effect, it did sell really well, but I think everyone should have a chance to play that game. So as long as it doesn't hurt.
Agreed.
You know. No doubt.
Yeah.
And I got to put it out there. It's $20 now, brand new, on both 360 and on Steam.
Yeah.
So there's no fucking reason
not to play it. Yeah.
Unless you don't own a PC or a 360. If you only maybe only Wii.
Or only the PS3 for that matter.
Well, the only Wii, they probably aren't listening to the show because we really kind of neglect that thing.
This is our week, man. They're finally going to show the Wii some love.
Finally.
No, not yet. Probably not.
No. I thought about putting in Resident Evil 4 earlier today.
When Nintendo shows us some love, we'll show the Wii some love.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, he went there. That was Chris Riccio.
I did.
Riccio. Douche.
I thought you were going to say reach around.
Miyamoto coming on in this.
There it is.
Never. Confirm.
Give Miyamoto a reach around. Come on. More hardcore games. Give me another Zelda.
Yeah. Oh, the reach around. Free Radical got the reach around a little while ago where they were pretty much cut and been like, see you later. But Crytek apparently has
picked Reach arounds are a good thing.
Sorry?
Reach arounds are a good thing. So Free Radical.
No. Depends anyway, what point of view here.
Okay, I guess.
But Free Radical, picked up by Crytek, which I think is an awesome thing. Free Radical Time Splitters, if you guys don't follow them, they also made Haze, which everyone's got their down moments. Come on. Got those ones. But now they're going to have Crytek behind them, which, you know, the Crytek engine, which is pretty damn sick, running on both consoles and PC. So give those guys the right development tools and they already have that background for first-person shooters. Let's see what they can do. And let's get Haze 2 out the door. See what happens.
Right. No. Let's go back to Time Splitters. Because Time Splitters was fun.
Time Splitters was fun.
And stuff. Yeah, and over the top.
I think Haze has a bad name now. We don't want
Haze
that shit.
Is done with the Nectar.
Haze is there with the Lairs and the two humans. I don't think we're ever going to see sequels. So.
I think no. The two human. We'll see it.
Yeah. You think so?
Doesn't Free Radical need to like change their name or something? Wasn't that part of the deal?
Most likely, because who owned who owned Free Radical before? Who closed down there?
Free Radical?
Was it just them by themselves? thought they were like subsidiaries of some other company.
I don't think EA. So. I think they were...
Well, I know EA published, like...
EA owns everybody. Yeah, yeah. I think they were on their own. I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm.
Anywho?
Well, I don't see anything on here about changing the name, but it would kind of make sense. But, eh. See what happens. Winter Olympics are coming up, I think.
Yes, they are.
Awesome. We all like watching the Olympics, and, you know, it's kind of like having a... I want to say virtual e-penis all around the world, but I guess not really virtual. But, you know, we like our games. We like to play along. A lot of us can't really go skiing every day or go ice skating figure skating and curling and
ice fishing.
Yeah, we're not as lucky as Jeff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ice fishing.
Curl a lot.
Yes. I used to curl, man, back in the day. Now, whenever.
Broom guy?
Sorry?
Were you the guy with the broom?
Everyone's the guy with the broom, Chris.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Everyone's got the broom.
Everyone's got a broom. Chris, God,
fucking, what's wrong with you?
Tell me.
We actually went, quick sidebar here, but we went curling a few years ago. Me and a bunch of my buddies were like, they've never tried it. So like, let's all go one day and just get shitty and just try to curl. So we went and booked time at this, I guess, curling rink somewhere like 30 minutes away. And it was just so funny because you're not wearing skates and you're standing on ice. So many people are just trying to walk around. They're slipping on their ass. And a buddy of mine had a flask in his pocket, like by his hip or whatever, like with whiskey or whatever. And he was like trying to run down where the rock was and he's trying to go down to sweep and he just bailed like hardcore. Like, I'm talking feet gave out, his feet are in the air, his stick, his broom goes flying and he landed right on his flask and he had like a huge bruise on the side of his leg. And it was funny though, cause he bailed twice like that. And he keeps saying, I only bailed once, man. I'm like, no, dude, we got video and pictures. You bailed twice. Like, the whole place is looking.
The bruises to prove it.
Yeah.
But the flask was okay.
Flask was fine, actually. That thing was made of, like, steel some shit. That thing wasn't... Yeah.
Neat.
His hip, not so much. Anyway, back to... should we move back to the Olympics?
Winter
Olympics.
Because
Sega is going to be publishing... They have the publishing rights to do the whole Beijing 2010 Olympics thing.
Oh, is it going to be another Sonic and Mario game?
No, this is actual, they're going to actually get the actual
their
license.
DLC.
They would probably get DLC,
But that's cool. Well, they did the last one too, right?
I don't fucking know, dude.
Didn't they do the Summer Olympic Games?
Do you
want
to know why I don't know that, Chris?
Why is that?
Why is that?
Because who gives a shit about
Olympic games? Come on, man, just watch them on TV. I suppose.
Since track and field, no one cares about those games.
Yeah. And the power pad.
Yes, that's
Jesus
right.
Christ.
And the spoon and the NES controller.
Go. Oh. All right, good God. This was a really long first half, so let's cut it right now.
All right,
let's do it. That was your news.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Dungeon Runners. Then we're going to do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Cool.
It's time to wake up.
This is Arnold. I'm the governor. You are listening to the award-nominated Interactive Distractions. What the hell is a distraction? What the hell is broccoli? Yes!
Interactive Distractions would like to publicly thank our many sponsors. Kind and caring souls such as... nobody. Really, it is fine. We will be okay on our own. Thanks anyway. If you need us, we will be turning tricks on the corner to pay our hosting fees. And now back to the show.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Hello.
So we had an interesting first half.
Oh God.
We did, definitely. It was like a 4 hour.
This is like hour four of recording.
It's funny too because during the beginning of the show we asked Jason if his internet was gonna hold up. And it didn't. Around the time when we started talking about Buzz, his internet crashed. So.
Mr. Jinxy Pants over there. Because yesterday we were supposed to record. Internet went down. We're like, okay, no big deal. We'll start on Friday. And then, you know, we start recording. Chris is like, are you sure it's going to stay up? Are you sure you can record?
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, no, it's all my fault. Yeah, it's going to be great.
I'm totally blaming Chris. We have a wonderful Comcast technician coming out on Sunday to assess the situation.
Crap.
He will, unplug the modem and plug it back in. And
four times.
Yeah, and say, everything looks fine. And then 5 minutes after he leaves, it's going to...
It'll go
shit.
Down again. No, it'll wait until next Thursday when we're recording again.
Yeah, it's almost like clockwork now. Lovely. Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, anyway.
So, Chris, Jason, you're not going to go down?
What's that?
Is your internet going to go down?
My internet doesn't go down very often. So, yeah, knock on wood.
Yeah, now you knock on the wood.
Your internet's going to explode.
All right, so today we are talking about dungeon runners.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
So, I'm going to let Jason take over the show and read some emails.
Oh my God, I love this fucking game. And I'm done. That's it.
We have some emails too.
Okay,
that was from Unistrike.
That was from Unistrike. Yeah, and that was short and sweet. So, but I'll still read the emails anyway. This first one's from Ross Abel, Colonel Satan. He says, "Hello, Indestructible Refractions."
Nice.
A last minute haiku, memoriam of dungeon runners. He's trying to do this in his best low Jason voice. He says, "Cardboard sword of poop. Makes me giggle in your spell. Out from butt springs coin." Art Ross.
What?
It's a Dungeon Runner's haiku.
Out from butt springs coin? What the hell was that?
Well, do butt springs coin sometime.
Okay. Thank you for that.
We need more haikus. I dig the haikus.
Cardboard sword of poop is actually... I think that's actually a weapon in the game.
Cardboard sword of poop?
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
Without it.
All right, this one's from Ken, Sirius Cross. He says, yo, Indus, what's the 411?
We asked you that. That's why you're sending us this email.
Right. DR was quite... Oh, I got to drop the accent. DR was quite fun, 100 times better than Domo.
Agreed.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, God.
And even better than Atlantica in terms of loot and gameplay. Not in terms of polish. That's true. The graphics are very outdated and not all that entertaining. They make up for that, though, through the brilliant item names and laugh-out-loud funny voiceovers.
That's true.
The fighting was merely okay, nothing too special, but it does get the job done. Although, to me, this game seemed more like a demo rather than a free MMO, and therefore I do not believe that it should win the best free MMO crown. I would have to stay with Atlantica.
Oh, wow.
As a treat to your listeners, I will now tell you the secret of life, the universe, and everything. Oops.
Sweet. Sorry. I've been waiting for this.
Sorry, membership required.
Oh, snap.
Thanks. Serious Cross.
That was well played. Well played.
No shit.
So, graphics are kind of dated.
Yeah.
It's been out for a long time. Some of the newer,
yeah, it has been out in a while, but they've updated some of the character models of, like, some of the new NPCs, and they look great.
Huh. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not consistent. So.
But you also have to think about this. I mean, people still go out and buy the Diablo 2 box for $40.
Yeah,
this looks better than that. I mean,
yeah, true. The one that my son was like, that looks like crap.
That's right.
His voice really is that deep, too.
And you're like, you're grounded.
Yeah. Totally the item names are...
Oh, fucking hilarious.
They're absolutely awesome. So, yeah. I don't even know... I think they just, like, threw a bunch of words in a randomizer and said, throw something together. And 90% of the shit you start out with is made of cardboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it's made of cardboard.
Cardboard tube of the springy wombat.
That's right. I'm actually halfway tempted to bring up the game and start reading off some of the shit that I've got in my inventory.
That definitely is one of the greatest things about this game. A lot of people call it like a parody game, you know, like Diablo or something like that. But the thing that stands out to me the most and what I really appreciate is that they do not take themselves too seriously.
No, definitely
not. It really comes out and I think that, I don't know, that frees up a lot, you know. They have free reign over their own little world, so they can make it as funny or as stupid as they want. So.
And those helper troll things are hilarious. The ones that are sitting in those booths.
Oh, yeah.
They walk around.
Are those relatively new? Because I don't remember seeing those the last time I played it.
I don't know. I think they are relatively new.
Yeah. One thing I didn't get to experience while I was playing this past time though is the Bling Gnome. I didn't actually get to mess with them yet.
They did not work for me at all. There's actually a shop. Once you get into the main town, you know, you go through the training area,
right.
You go to the main town, bunch of new quests there. There's a vendor there that will give you 3 Bling Gnomes.
Right, that you can call on, but as soon as you log out, you don't get them anymore.
But I would click those fucking things, and the Bling Gnome would never appear.
That sucks.
Yeah, it really sucked.
Oh, well. Okay, so...
That was sad.
Voiceovers, he also mentioned those.
Great voice acting, very, very funny stuff.
Oh, hilarious. I literally laughed out loud.
I don't know who it was that said it, but I just remember, like... You know, exiting out of a menu, whether it was a quest menu or something like that, and he goes, "You were adopted."
Yeah.
and I'm thinking to myself, "I know."
Yeah. I know. Technically, you are correct.
Technically, you're correct.
That would be.
How'd
funny.
You know? Yes, it's right. Like Psycho Mantis knowing like Castlevania. What's going on?
Or like the snowman is like, "You're all going to hell." Yeah, it's randomly. You know, no particular reason why. You just initiated a conversation, so. Apparently
your mother hates you.
It's fucking stupid, but funny at the same time.
Such a great game.
All right,
what else we got?
I think that's it for Ken's email, for Sirius. Mm-hmm. Let's move on. This is from Mad Scientist. It says,
hey, Tom.
Tom. Just wanted to chime in on this past week's free MMO, Dungeon Runners. Side note. Halfway through your Fallout special, I'm really enjoying hearing all of your guys' experience in the game. Makes me want to go back and do more of those side quests.
You should.
I know. That was our point all along. Mm-hmm. Bethesda really needs to...
I know. They need to be showing us the money.
Damn.
Or something. Anyway, at least send us games early. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm totally cool with that.
That's all right. I wouldn't turn that down.
That's right.
Back to Dungeon Runners.
Okay.
I think this game was the best of the 3 that were chosen, and overall, I had a lot of fun with the game.
I agree.
Graphically, it wasn't as impressive as other MMOs, but with lower graphics, this game allows for many people to be able to play/run this game on their computer. One problem I did have while running it on my computer is that it did crash a few times when playing. I know this also happened for Only One Matters when playing. Although the game does a good job of handling the issue... As when I re-entered the game, I was still in the party, still receiving drops, and able to quickly teleport back to the party.
Which is very nice. That is such a good feature.
Keeping me in the party even after disconnecting made the crashing of the game a little more bearable. Definitely. I had a crash maybe once, and I think even the crash message was funny. Like, we've got a crack team of professionals working out your bugs or some shit.
Yeah, and what he was saying about the whole teleport thing, where, and I don't know if everybody knew this, but all you have to do is, you know, you come back and you're still in a person's party, and all you have to do is right-click on their name and say go to, and you just, like, teleport to wherever they are. It's awesome.
Right, so you die, you show up in the graveyard, and most MMOs, you've got to trek all the fucking way back, or, like, maybe teleport there, but you've got to go to a certain location. Not Dungeon Runners, you jump right back into the fight.
That's right.
It's totally streamlined, man. I love it. Let's keep going. On gameplay, I thought the leveling system was fairly easy and grinding wasn't too bad. I like how you were in a dungeon with just your part and you didn't have other people kill stealing or bothering you. Yeah, everything.
I think you meant party.
Right.
With your party.
With your party. I also liked that you could reset the dungeons as you like and replay them. Very cool feature. The NPCs in the game were hilarious and very cool, unlike other MMOs that I've played. I also enjoy how you can party up with more than just 3 people, unlike Atlantica, and unlike Domo. Partying up with more people really does help aid in completing quests and killing monsters/bosses.
But does it really? Because when you party up with other people... Everything, like,
harder.
Gets beefed up.
True. But, as an example, like the snowman levels, you know, I tried that solo and didn't last more than 10 seconds. And I was fucked. But, I mean, the next night I was at the same level and then in with Chris and a couple other people.
It was you and I and Snyder Tiger,
and Blue Steel.
And Blue Steel, yeah, there you go.
But yeah, I mean, because we were continuously fighting this guy. I mean, granted, I died 10, 15, 20 times during this fight, but, you know, because someone else was right in there,
Yeah. I can just teleport right back.
Right click,
to
go to, and start attacking again.
Beautiful. I didn't even
realize
that.
Plus, there's more targets for the enemies to go after, right? So,
yeah,
they'll swarm in you.
That's right.
I didn't even notice the feature at first, and I was wondering how Blue kept getting back to you
so
faster
quick.
Than I was. And I'm like, what the fuck? How's he doing that? That's
yeah, weird. I should probably mention that I think Snyder and I were the higher levels in this, so we yep. lasted a little bit longer.
Oh, yeah. And my armor was shit, but... Can we talk about the loot? Like, how cool? Like, it was just amazing finding, like, uber cool stuff. Like, I was using some, like, cardboard gloves or something like that. Defense of like 30, and then all of a sudden it's like defense 200-300, you know, and they get all these bonuses and stuff. And so just
so
like,
I wonder if that on purpose is get like ridiculous, like they're gonna have like bonus like 2.3 million to strength, like when you get to the high levels, or
the defense ratings get into the thousands, they get well into the thousands.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, I mean, this game, the max level is 100, right? So, you know, you have to think about we were level what. Maybe 10. I was level 11, I think. And I think I played it. I played it quite a bit. And I had all my armor was like in the high 200s for defense rating. So, I mean, it's you got to think about the way as you improve, you got to get stuff that's at least 2,000-3,000 as far as a defense rating goes.
Eventually. Yeah. Let's move on, though. As a way for a free game to generate money, I thought this game did it the best. In fact, one of the best out of all free MMOs that I've played in the past, too. I like how if you upgraded your account and paid only $5, this would open up many extra benefits, such as greater experience, more gold, cheaper market prices, and the ability to use all dropped items. Membership required. I think if I was to play this longer, I'd want to upgrade since it comes with so many benefits for such an affordable price. Well, I had a lot of fun with all of you guys and the rest of the guys from VG Evo. You should definitely do something like this again later. Tom, mad scientist.
I have to admit that even the first day I was playing, I ran into some of the things that made me want to upgrade my membership, because the last time that I played this game, I actually did upgrade my membership. It's only, you know, it's $5 a month.
Yeah,
it's like, no big deal, I'll play $5 a month, and I was getting all this uber elite shit, and mm-hmm. you know, you get to, and I mentioned this while we were playing one day, right now it's like you get the minor health potions and you can stack 5 of them. Well, the first time through when I was playing it, you couldn't stack even the potions. Right. So every potion you had took up a spot in your inventory.
Yeah, it sucked bad.
So that was another reason, because the stackable...
It's like Diablo.
Man, yep. The stackable items didn't come until you actually had a membership. So, I gave in to that.
I did too, yeah, the first time through. I still haven't done it second time yet, although I was very, very tempted. I will say, though, I mean, that... I think the first time that I found like one of those membership required things, and they were just badass and they're so fucking epic looking, you know, I couldn't give them my money fast enough. But this time through, I was finding stuff that was pretty comparable.
Yeah, I was too. I mean, I think they increased the amount of free shit, like the amount of loot that you can get with the free membership.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you can stack potions and stuff. And I mean, you know, there's still a game there without having to pay for it.
Right. Yeah, it seems like they gave you more stuff if you did pay for the membership. Like, I don't remember there being like the bonus experience, the bonus gold.
Right.
Definitely not the bling gnome. The bling gnome's new. But then they gave more free shit to the people that weren't paying the membership as well. So they kind of balanced it out for both sides.
Yeah, to keep you interested, I guess. You know, I don't know. It's been mentioned before. I think this is a really smart way of doing it.
I agree.
I mean, it's cheap as hell. I mean, $5 a month for something like this is nothing.
Yeah, it seems all right.
Yeah, I think it's totally fair. As opposed to nickel and diming you for, you know, everything. Potions or some shit like that.
Yeah. So.
Jeff, how did you feel about the game?
I liked it. Out of the three, it was by far the one I actually had fun playing the entire time. Because mm-hmm. I kind of like the Diablo type games, and I like the fact that it was like Diablo, but they actually had missions like MMO style.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What I didn't like, at least early, I didn't get too far, but I hated how a lot of the missions were repeats of the ones you just did, like the one you have to get 12 wolf pelts right after that.
Yeah,
like,
now cool, bring 18 wolf pelts.
Now bring 20 wolf pelts. Right. I'm like, oh my god, are you fucking serious? So, yeah, I had to do that. But, I mean, that's just like a minor gripe, whatever. But I thought by far the three, it was, for me, it was the most fun. And I, like, literally had fun the entire time. Like, this is pretty cool. Unfortunately, yeah. I didn't have too much time to play it each day, but from what I played, it was really cool. And I would probably keep playing it, really. Like, I don't know if I'd pay for it per month just because I don't know how much I would actually play it. Yeah. But it impressed me. I was like, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, here's my thought for this game. And, you know, I really feel like we're moving into the area where we're wrapping up on this thing already. But in reality, if you are the kind of person that really likes Diablo, and you are looking forward to Diablo 3, and you want, you know, a dungeon crawler to hold you over, Dungeon Runners will fill that void for you.
I think so.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. And you get cool loot early, which is really awesome. Like, I mean, tons the first sword I got was like double my size, my character's size. I'm like, this is like one of the first swords you get. Uh-huh. I'm like, that is crazy. It's not strong or anything, but it's like this huge ass sword that just looks really cool.
Yeah. And that shit just keeps coming too. Do you remember, Jeff, when you were like, oh, which one's better? Should I go with this or should I go with that? And I'm like, dude, you get shit so often. It's,
You really
you're
going to
double it in a minute or two.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Very fun. So, yeah, it totally has that addictive Diablo quality.
Yep, and a lot of this stuff changes what your character looks like, which is huge to in those type of games. Like
all the armor like shows up on your character.
Yeah, exactly. Like in Diablo, you have like the main armor types that change what you look like, but if you get the same kind of type, whatever, it doesn't really change the look, but everything changes. Pretty much everything. Like not quite on the level as Too Human, where everything changes what you look like, but mostly every new thing you get is changes something differently, and I thought that was cool.
Did you notice that with the snowman hat, it actually changed your face to a snowman face?
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Or something like that.
Shit was hilarious. Like, you would actually have a white face, and you had, like, this weird carrot nose with the hat on.
That's awesome.
It's a funny game. It's got a great sense of humor. Yeah. That's one thing I really like. Like, the other games, I would go to get the missions, and I literally would hit, okay, whatever, don't care.
Yeah.
But I actually cared what they had to say, and the voices were funny, and I had a good time, like, overall.
Yeah, every part of that game was well written, and I love it. Like the skills too, like the way of the Rue or something like that. You know,
when you're
a fighter or something like that. Yeah, they go into this huge backstory, of the way of the Rue. It's just a great, funny read.
Yeah, and they just do. I mean, it's like little, like childish bits of humor that still will make you laugh. It's like my character is a ranger, and she has a technique. She has a skill where she can poison everything within like 4 meters of her. And when the skill kicks off, she like raises her hand up in the air and she kind of does like a squat, and then you hear this fart noise. Yeah. It just like goes everywhere.
Dude, child, the farting is always funny, dude.
Fart jokes never fail.
Exactly.
Never fail.
No. For guys.
But yeah, I mean, I really can't say enough about this game, being the fact that it's free, and they do make it very playable being free. You know, I mean, they do tempt you very, you know, it's very easy to get sucked in by all the new equipment that you can't use.
That's the whole point.
Yeah. And it should be tempting. And I agree with Jason. I think they're doing it the right way. You know, it's $5 a month if you want to have access to the 15% bonus experience in gold, the half price, you know, souped up weapons using king coins and stuff like that.
And there's some cool looking characters I saw walk around, like high level characters.
You find some badass shit. I saw a level 100 that had like electricity all over him, and I was like, dude, I don't want to mess with you.
I didn't get to experience them, like, PvP.
Awesome.
Oh yeah, they are.
Yeah, bling gnomes are awesome.
And I gotta say I don't want Dungeon Runners to go away, and there actually is a risk. There's been a lot of rumors floating around that, well, they've let go a lot of the Dungeon Runner staff. I think they closed down that portion of the office down in Austin or wherever. There were talks of closing it down. I don't want that to happen.
I'll give you my $5 a month. I don't want it to happen.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even though I haven't played it in so long, I went back to it and I was like, it just felt right at home. I was like, I remember doing this.
So much fun.
Yeah.
When Diablo 3 hits, though, I think a lot of people, because there hasn't really been a good dungeon-based game in like a while, and I think once Diablo 3 hits, that I think it may be around that time they might close it down. Like, it's just not worth it. But yeah. Until then, it's a great alternative. Like, I thought it was great. Like,
yeah.
It's and you not as hectic as Diablo, but it's pretty fun.
And you will laugh.
Yes.
You will laugh a lot. Actually, if you don't think it's as hectic as Diablo, you obviously didn't do the snowman level.
Jesus Christ. No, I didn't. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Chasing those damn presents around. Oh, my God.
It's like your quests for this level. You get three quests to go into the snowman level, and one of them is to destroy this one dude and open three of your presents. They didn't say anything about the presents running away from you. They're like flying. And me being a ranger, it's like the ranger characters, they will shoot where the enemy is.
Yeah.
They don't shoot where it's going. So it's like you just see me, like my cannon is firing over and over and missing every time. It's like, shoot where he's gonna be.
It's funny, yeah. And then three other guys that are, you know, heavily decked out and these, you know, huge swords and armor, just chasing around these little presents, you know, incessantly all through the level.
It's an entertaining sight, yeah, that's for sure.
It's fun. It's fun.
Ah, cool. Well, yeah, highly suggested.
Highly.
If you guys want a free MMO and you're into the Diablo style games, this is it right here.
So are we going to pick a winner out of these three, basically, or what?
Dungeon Runners.
Yeah, Dungeon Runners is my winner. And I knew it would be, and that's kind of why I didn't vote for it, because I knew it would be the best one.
But at the same time, I really wanted to introduce, you know, more people to it.
I can see that.
So it was all a ploy to get you to play Dungeon Runners. Suckers.
We're money hats.
That's right. Well, this was an interesting...
experiment.
You know, series of shows. This was the last three shows. This was actually Jason's idea, and I think it was pretty successful. So I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Just remember that.
We needed something to, you know.
There had to be at least one shitty one.
Yeah.
we may do something like this again. Just depends on
We might do like indie games next or something like that.
That would
like,
be cool.
Like freeware indie games.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool, actually. And then we'll do
like a book report or something afterwards. We'll see.
Yeah. A book report?
Sure.
A
book report.
Game report.
Yeah, something like that. Like we'll all just kind of compare notes. Kind of like our Fallout special type stuff.
Good stuff.
All right.
Cool. Any last thoughts from you, Jeff?
No, I'm good.
All right. Well, then.
Like the game. We'll see if I play it more. I don't know. I'm not a big PC gamer because I don't like it, just because I'm more comfortable laying my ass on the couch and playing games.
Get a laptop.
Well, just get a. Do you have a DVI input on your TV?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah, just get a 25 foot cable. That's what I plan on doing.
Monoprice.com.
Monoprice.com.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I meant. I wanted to say that, actually. This is what I meant to mention before. When I got my new TV, remember how before I was always complaining how my PS3 games looked a little bit, not like kind of like washed out when I compared them to like the 360 versions? Like it kind of looks like there's a thin, thin sheet of like wax paper over it. Like not really bad, but when I had the Devil May Cry demos, I'd be like, it just doesn't look the same. And the aliasing issues I was seeing with a lot of the games that people were like, I don't know what you're talking about. When I got the new TV and I hooked up with a new HDMI cable, those problems went away.
Awesome. Well, you do have a Bravia, though.
Yeah, it's true. But my other one was an Aquos, though. They're pretty decent as well. Okay. But I have a feeling it had to do with the HDMI cable I was using. I don't like it was pretty. I paid a lot of money for it, but these ones I got from Monoprice, $10, whatever, and everything looks way better.
Works like a charm.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry?
So it works like a charm.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. That's kind of weird. So I was testing like all my PS3 games, going through them all, being like, oh my God, crazy. It doesn't look as bad as I thought it did. Anyway, yeah.
Oh, crap.
Monoprice.
All right, well, let's do new releases real quick.
All right.
Is there anything cool coming out?
Actually, yes.
Really?
Yeah, there's actually three games next week that I am interested in buying.
Tell me.
For the Wii, we have Deadly Creatures, House of the Dead Overkill.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
That does look cool.
God, this is killing me. No, my Wii is... But does anybody want to sell me their fucking Wii? Like, is it collecting dust? Did you buy it for your grandma and she's now dead or something?
Didn't you have a Wii, Jason?
I did.
and it's broken, and it's unsalvageable. It's out of fucking warranty. I can't. I have no Wii anymore. And
how would you break it?
I don't know. It seriously.
Did they get the blue ring of death or something? Or?
No. And like it won't even go past that first initial screen. Like I never see press A to continue, but I see the health.
You know what?
Warning.
It's because he fucking neglected it for so long.
I think so. It's really, really pissed. It always had problems with like the DVD drive and stuff. Like it wouldn't read. I don't know. It just finally stopped working.
The DVD drive that doesn't play DVDs.
I don't have a Wii anymore, and I really need one. So if anyone can hook a brother up, sell it to me cheap.
Because you want that, what's it called? House of the Dead?
Fucking Overkill, yeah. I'm really, really excited for this. I cool. love House cool. of the
you
Dead.
You and you're such a zombie whore.
I know.
Well, yeah, that's why he's going to like this week. Because also for the Wii is One Chambara Bikini Zombie Slayers.
On the Wii.
On the Wii.
Wait, just wait.
Okay, is there more?
Wait, there's more.
Also, NASCAR Kart Racing.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. For the DS.
I get to turn left with my Wiimote.
Over and over, over and over. Drive fast, turn left. Retro Game Challenge.
Huh?
This is for the DS, by the way.
Oh. Okay.
So expect the shovelware.
All right.
Jake Power Policeman.
Nice.
Jake Power Fireman.
Nice.
And my
Jake
do-it-all.
Fire Policeman. Jake Fire Maid.
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 I don't know.
Jake Fire Janitor.
Sexy cowboy.
Jake Fire Zombie Hunter.
Jake Power Jake Office Power. Worker. All right, let's move on
Lunch
to real
lady.
Systems. For the 360, I think Lost and Damned is coming out next week, isn't it?
Is it next week?
GTA 4? I think so.
Yeah, maybe. I'm surprised at that, actually.
Really?
No, I'm not, actually, because I know it's exclusive to...
360?
But then again, I was thinking that for some reason that maybe Microsoft would have publishing rights, but of course they don't. It's Rockstar. Because if there was anything that would battle face-to-face with Killzone 2, it would be that. But, eh.
No, they think Halo Wars is going to do it.
Yeah, no. Well, that's a week later.
True.
I think it'll do so well, but no. Anyway,
let's see what else. Fear 2 Project Origin.
Cool.
One Chambara Bikini Samurai Squad.
Oh, awesome.
For $40. Same. Quote unquote budget price.
Yeah.
Also, Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection.
Nice. That actually is pretty cool.
Yeah. The new Mass Effect 2 Disc Edition is coming out next week.
The $20 one?
Yeah, the $20 one.
The what?
Yep. The $20 2 Disc Special Edition. It's like it comes with all the extras and a bunch of like commentary shit and stuff like that.
Right.
And the DLC, I imagine.
And the DLC.
And the DLC, I think.
The one thing at DLC Sky where they promised like 3 and we've gotten 1 in a year and a bit.
Actually, they promised 5, I think, didn't they?
Sure.
Was it 5?
If there anything like
they promised
the
a lot
one,
of things.
No thanks.
They're Canadian. You can't hold up against them.
Also, X-Blades is coming out next week.
Hey!
Woo!
Special
edition. Oh, God.
Yeah.
PS3. That's a lot of shit coming out next week.
Yeah, there's a lot coming out next week. Fear 2 Project Origin. Mm-hmm. Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection. Mm-hmm. And X-Blades.
Is Sonic, is the Ultimate Genesis Collection, is that DLC? Is that like downloadable or is that...
No, it's a disc.
Really?
Yeah, it's a disc. It's got like... Mm. It's got a
I'd be more inclined to buy that.
Games,
like, if I saw that on PSN or Xbox Live, I think I'd be more inclined to buy it than if I saw it at a store.
I'm
buying
it.
It
looks like an amazing collection.
It's an awesome... This is the first American-released disc that has all of the Phantasy Star games.
I was just going to say, does it have the Phantasy Stars on it?
It even has the original Phantasy Star from the Master System. It's an unlockable game.
Nice. Probably would never play it, but cool.
Yeah.
Let's see. PS2 does not have anything releasing next week, and for PSP,
what local... they promised me 10 years.
Yeah, their next game's coming out on March 3rd. So, PSP is getting Loco Roco 2.
Hey, cool.
So there's actually a lot of cool stuff coming out next week, guys.
They're
so
all
pick
fucking
of the
like,
week.
Holy shit, kills so on the Street Fighter, all the shit's coming. Yeah,
this is a tough pick of the week.
I got. I have to go with my. Yeah, it's
fuck.
You go for it. Jason, what's your pick of the week?
Damn it.
Besides Johnny Power, douchebaggery.
Well, those are, yeah, those are a given.
Jake Power, fireman.
I have those on my birthday wish list. So I'm not going to buy those because you never know. I might still get them. But, oh, I want to say One H Chimbara. No. Overkill.
Overkill? Really?
Yeah. You're going Overkill, right. Yeah.
Jeff, pick of the week.
I'm going for your Project Origin.
Nice. Yeah,
that's a good, yeah. It's a good one. People like don't overlook it just because Killzone's coming out.
It's pretty good. I'm going totally different.
Okay.
Ultimate Genesis Collection.
Yeah, it's not
that
coming.
I can't pass. I can't say that there's a better collection package out there. I mean, $30 for the amount of games that you're getting in that is just awesome.
I know, but I mean, unless you played those games when you were a kid.
I guess so.
Great collection though.
But I will say that I am also planning on buying One H Chimbara. I'm also planning on buying X-Blades. And I also want to buy Locoroco. So,
dude, your wallet's going to be fucked. And you said you are going to get Killzone day one. Are you getting Street Fighter, Chris?
Yes, probably.
And Resident Evil. Oh, you're skipping Resident Evil 5.
I'm skipping Resident Evil, yeah. Luckily, right now, I've got...
What is this, November? Like,
yeah, I know, right? I've got a $25 gift card to Best Buy, and I've got like $60-something dollars worth of reward zone points.
Dang.
And I've got some more coming down the pipe.
Nice.
So I've got a little bit of it covered.
Well, I'm going to win the lottery tomorrow, so I'm set.
Sweet. So you're moving down next week?
Yeah. Yep. I'm buying your house.
Awesome. I've been trying to sell it.
You can rent you guys the basement. Actually, you guys have basements in Atlanta. I know some places in the States don't even have basements. Or is that California?
Some places do, some places don't around here. It really depends on where the house is built because the area is so hilly that if they want to build a house on a hill, they'll kind of dig it into the hill and put a basement down there.
I hear you.
It's hard to find basements around here. It sucks.
All right. Jason.
Oh, shit.
Your show again, man.
Man, I was still like dreaming about all the cool shit coming out.
Yeah, this is like the first big week of the year, man. There's a lot of good shit this week.
It actually is, yeah.
I think I'm stressing now, too, because I'm like, oh, shit, I can't afford all
I know. The one good thing is that One H Chimbara is $40 and Ultimate Genesis Collection is $30. So you spend $70, you get two games.
Was it confirmed? True. Was X-Blade's limited edition confirmed $69?
I believe so, yes.
Awesome.
And as I said, all 200 copies have been taken.
Been done. Been sold.
Thank you, listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right, well, speaking...
Thanks for letting us know. That was cool.
Speaking of good games, we have an email from Sigma Omega. He's got an important question.
We haven't heard from Sigma in a while.
No. That's why this is very important.
We're glad that you're still around, man.
Hello, distracted friends of mine that live far away.
What was that? I'm sorry, I was distracted.
Uh-huh. Hey, buddy. I was just sending you this email for a few things. First thing, I wanted to tell you that I picked up Phantasy Star Online version 1 for the Dreamcast. Woots!
Nice!
Sorry, what was that? Version what? Who?
PSO version 1 for the Dreamcast.
Nice. First one. Nice.
Second, I finally got to play my NES once again. So, my questions are, what are some US Dreamcast games that I should get? I have Sonic Adventure 1 and 2. Awesome.
Good.
Bomberman Online.
Good.
Awesome. Nice.
Shenmue. Yeah. Totally awesome. Good. Chris is going to love this. Skies of Arcadia.
Nice.
And Evolution 1.
Ridiculous random battles, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still a fantastic game.
Oh, God, yeah.
Second question is Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest, is it worth $6?
No.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, it totally is. Especially because it's hard Simon's to get emulators to run it. Anyway, and any suggestions on that NES games, too? I already plan on getting Super Mario Brothers 2 and 3, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Bionic Commando, awesome, and Castlevania. Thanks. Sorry for the long email. It wasn't that long.
It wasn't long at all.
And you actually asked questions. That's cool. All right, so Dreamcast shit. Jesus. Huge library. Wow.
Yeah, fighting, dude, especially for like
any
fighting
Capcom
games?
Game.
Yeah,
grab
yeah
it if you
pretty
see
much
it. Any one of them, doesn't matter which one, buy it.
I want to say Power Stone.
Power Stone is one awesome. Two, if you can get your hands on Power Stone 2... You're in good shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was an awesome game.
Dreamcast. Fuck.
What
dude
else?
Why am I drawing a blank?
I don't
Mr.
know.
Mr. Driller.
So many good Dreamcast games.
All right. I'm putting my mic down for a second because I got to go look at my Dreamcast collection real quick.
Just no start problem tossing them out.
If you like if you like sports games, NFL 2K1 is still considered by a lot of people the best football game ever.
The 2K
made
games are amazing. Jet Set Radio. Duh.
Jet Set Radio, yeah. That's also great.
Last Blade 2.
Last Blade. Oh, yeah, there you go. I got a bunch of Japanese stuff. I forgot about Last Blade. Totally avoid Silver. That was a really terrible game. I just remember that because they had an X-Play special on, like, worst RPGs ever. That's pretty bad. You said Shenmue. Oh, did Grandia 2? Grandia 2, if you can pick that up.
Yeah, Grandia. Did Headhunter come over?
Headhunter did come to the U.S., yes, it did.
It did? Yeah. Okay.
It was one of the later Dreamcast games, actually. It was delayed forever.
That one is pretty good. I got the European version, actually, with, like, the blue case. It was neat.
Cool.
Obviously, Phantasy Star, well, he's got that one.
Blue Stinger, just to get a good laugh.
Blue Stinger. Blue Stinger was ass. Oh, Jesus. I know we're forgetting terrible. Shit, too, and I'm going to
Marvel versus Capcom 2.
Well, yeah.
Well, you said any Capcom game, basically. Yeah. Actually, you know what? Marvel vs. Capcom 1 is not a good port. If you find it, pick it up, because it is pretty rare. If you find it for, like, under $30, if it's more than that, don't buy it. And it isn't that great of a port, but Marvel vs. Capcom 2 is freaking amazing.
Yeah, I agree.
Street Fighter 3, Third Strike. And,
there you go.
All right, there's a shit ton, but even more on the NES. Well, I don't even know where to start with that.
First off, he didn't mention any of the Zelda games. All right, so Legend of Zelda, Adventure of Link.
Link to the Past.
You can skip two. Past, sorry,
Two is cool.
Nah, skip two.
No, don't skip it.
Two's good, but it's kind of... I wasn't a big fan of Link, actually.
It's just not a Zelda game. It doesn't feel like a Zelda game it's at all.
They totally tested something out and was like, whatever. You said the Mario's already... You're talking
Master fucking Blaster.
Master Blaster's awesome. River City Ransom.
Good. Okay, totally awesome. Yeah. What else?
For NES.
Oh, Metroid! Metroid.
At this point. Shit. Killzone 2!
Kid Icarus if you want to get ass raped.
Yeah.
Game's hard. Everything on the NES is hard, dude. Like, a lot of the games.
That's true.
Right. Impossible.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Ghosts and Goblins.
Yeah. The arcade game or the first one?
The first one. Well, actually, that was a pretty good port, though.
Yeah,
game.
Yeah.
For an NES title?
Yeah, it wasn't that bad at all.
Double Dragon, although not at all like the arcade version.
It was still
awesome. Still
that
badass.
Bad. Yeah, it's still pretty
50,000?
Cool.
You got 50,000 on Double Dragon?
Yeah. Ninja Gaiden, the whole series, 1, 2, and 3.
There you go. There you go.
They were really
hard. Yeah, I mean, we could go on all day. Seriously.
Yeah.
Just tons of good games on the Nintendo. Yeah. So, you know what? We'll see if we get any suggestions from listeners and stuff too that we might have missed.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm sure.
Let's steal the goo. Let's do top five Nintendo games.
I can't believe you missed this game.
You guys suck. What kind of podcast are you running? We're old. So, we forget stuff.
Exactly.
All right. Cool. Where any more emails?
That is it.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
No, that's it.
Didn't Street Fighter 2 come out for NES as well?
I don't think so. No, I think Street Fighter first came out on SNES. SNES and Genesis.
Yeah, I know that, but I thought it came out of... Okay, so I'm thinking of Alpha. Alpha 2 ended up coming out on Super Nintendo, but it was a really shitty...
It was...
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
That was so weird. Yeah. Holy shit, I do have another email. It just came in under the wire. Who's it from? Jack Bauer. He's our buddy. Says, what's up, Indus, bitches?
Word.
I have a question for you. How did you come up with "Who gives a shit"? Was it first planned, or did it just happen from your friendly neighborhood Jack Bauer?
Jeff, do you remember how this happened?
Yeah, I remember how this happened.
I don't really remember how it happened, but
it happened. I think it was our first. Did we do it for our first episode? I can't remember.
No, it was our second episode. Actually,
it was our second, because I remember we did the news segment, and I was like, "We're like, okay, well, we're gonna do news." And then we're sending emails back and forth between the three of us, like, okay, here's the news for this week or whatever. And then I said, kind of as a joke, but I was kind of serious. I'm like, we should totally do some kind of news segment that is just totally ridiculous that no one will ever care about, and that we just throw it in there. And then the whole "Who gives a shit" kind of came in where I think I called it like the "Who gives a shit" story of the week.
Yeah, what happened was we actually went back and looked for these emails, and. The first story to ever bear the "Who Gives a Shit" title was Fatal Inertia, coming to PSN.
That's right.
And for the first few episodes,
I'm like a fucking circus.
I was going haywire. I mean, I was pulling all the news. I was pulling all the new releases, and I would I would basically grab a bunch of news and I'd send it to Jeff and I say, "What do you think of this? You want to add anything? You want to take anything away?" And I sent the Fatal Inertia and I said, "Here, this is. Oh, look, Fatal Inertia is coming to PSN. Who gives a shit?" And Jeff turns around and says, "We should totally do a segment called that."
That's what we had.
So it was kind of just, we just kind of stumbled upon it because, you know, because Fatal Inertia sucks and
whatever.
None of us really cared. And, you know, Jeff wanted to run Fatal with it inertia. And we did. So.
And it, yeah, it was funny. The first couple times was pretty funny. We're trying to get it queued up. Like,
that one really sucked, guys. Let's do it again.
No, it's funny.
Actually, yeah, the first time we did it, we actually stopped and we're like, okay, we have to do that again. And then eventually we decided, you know what, fuck it. Let's just go by fly by the seat of our pants. Scott, that was one that was for you.
Oh.
nice.
Fly by the seat of our pants. Just fucking just say it. If we're all out of sync, who cares?
Yeah.
Exactly.
At one point, it was going to become a soundbite. We were going to try and sync them all up, you know, so we wouldn't have to try and worry about syncing it every week. And we were just going to play it. But it was way more fun to just fuck around with it.
Yeah, we even thought about the countdown thing where we were going to actually count down to say who gives a shit and then cut it out during editing.
No, it's
funny. And it's just way more funny just to spit it out. Cause shit like last week happens where, Jason and Jeff were on the ball and I totally missed the ball. I was like, I didn't even realize you were doing it. So it's a lot more fun that way.
And Jeff's news, like when it comes up, it's never scripted and we actually don't even know when is a good time. I mean, you probably know that cause sometimes it sucks, but more often than not, they're really funny. I think
it's just something fun. Cool. Yeah.
It's our thing.
Thank you for that, Jack Bauer. We've actually never answered that question before. Even on our live show, no one ever actually asked about it.
Ask away.
That's right.
Because you want to know why no one probably asked about it, though.
Who gives a shit?
Gives a shit.
Nice. All right, cool. Let's do a new question of the week.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
New question of the week is, what do you think are the most overrated and the most underrated games of 2008?
Yeah,
that's right.
So 2008 is completely over.
That's right.
We're through our drought and everything.
And there were really good games, and there were really bad games.
Yes.
Yep. So we want to know what you think.
It's another
recap.
We're going to
give some of the credit
sorts
for this question of the week, too. Stauffenator was the one who asked us that, right?
Yeah, Stauffenator
asked us. We've been sitting on this one for a while.
He asked for overrated games, right?
No, both. Actually.
Did he ask for both? Okay, cool.
I think so,
thank you, Stauffenator.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Well, you can answer the question of the week by sending us an email, and that address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail. That number is 818-528-GAME. That's 818-528-4263. You can also get us on Google Talk, interactivedistractions@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. You can also leave a message on Skype, Interactive Distractions, all one word.
All lowercase.
Did it backwards. I looked at Jason. He was like,
I was ready.
Where were you going with that? Don't forget about Warhawk Wednesdays. And let's see.
What we forget about them every week.
We don't forget. We just don't participate. Shit, what do I usually say after that? Oh, yeah. If you liked our show, which I don't know why you would. Then tell a few friends about us, and if you're on iTunes, leave us a review. We'd appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, don't forget about our Facebook group. If you're on Facebook, sign up, and you know, we'll getting a bigger group here, and we send updates there.
We
want
to be popular too.
I also want, because I just mentioned Facebook, I wanted to throw this out there.
Not MySpace.
I'm not talking about MySpace. If you guys are going to send friend requests via Facebook or via PSN Xbox Live, please let us know who you are.
Exactly.
Because if I get a random person that asks for a friend request, it just sits there.
Yeah.
I don't do anything with it. It just kind of sits there. But if I know who you are, then I'll approve it. So,
and if you're not from VGEvo or you just listen to the show, whatever, just put a thing when you send the friend request, whatever, in this. That's all you need to do. just so we know how.
Say because, who yeah. gives a shit.
That's right.
Yeah, or just do one of those too.
Nice. All right, cool.
Because there's some creepy people out there, and we don't want to be friends with them.
We want to be.
We're talking about you, Torgo.
It's right, like, cool. You have one friend in common. Click on the name. It's Torgo. Fuck. not accepting.
I've had.
Delete. Like that.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Anything else you guys want to add before we wrap up?
Dude, I'm proud of you. You did that without your notes.
I did it without the notes.
Bravo.
I even That's have awesome. The phone number memorized.
After 63 now. Episodes. You
After 63 episodes, I can finally do it without the notes.
One quick thing. Good job, man. For those who don't know how we were playing the Killzone 2 demo, we download it from the European store. I'm sure that's totally legal. Just make a fake European account. Go do it. Bye.
No. Actually, no. Glenn, actually. Torgo. You guys have heard of him? The PS Nation. He's going to have a bunch of codes to give out by the time you guys are hearing this. So I think there's going to be plenty
keep an eye
to
out.
Go
he said,
around.
He said he had like 100 or so. Almost 100. So
yeah.
Keep an eye out for that. I think he's going to be giving them away on VG Evo.
He's going to be like fucking...
They'll probably
Santa
give a
Claus.
Bunch away in their live show, but the live show
is going to inflate his head so much.
Claus.
He's going to be like, you know, the guy. He's Santa Claus at the end of the parade throwing out candy, and everybody loves
throwing out
him.
Killzone codes.
So it's pretty badass. That's really cool.
Torgo Claus, can I have a Killzone demo card?
Well, it's about time.
OMG, flower. OMG.
Oh my god, I haven't even had anything to drink tonight. Okay. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. My name is Chris.
I love you, Darko. Oh, I'm Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
And until next week, play your games, and we'll talk to you then. Cool.